Monster RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, our version of it. For example, yung nangahas kang pumasok sa office nang walang dalang wallet at walang dalang phone. Oh, I could not. I would go home.
How?
I cannot.
Well, for us, it's a little easier because we're only here 4 hours.
I can deal with walang wallet. You know, I just like, utang lang ako sa'yo or something.
Yeah.
Pero yung walang phone, I can't because like, what if there's an emergency? What if there's an important call or an important message? And you won't get to read or see them until you get home?
Yeah, I've experienced both.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Wallet, I can. Di ba? Parang like, uy, Hazel. Pa-uta.
For me, kasi before, I maybe the last time I left my phone at home was pre-condo. So, alam mo yung medyo malayo yung babalikan ko. So, hindi na lang. Especially, my time slot before, which was at night.
Yeah.
Good luck kung makakabalik ka pa dito.
That's
for the
true.
Show. Diba? So, yeah. I've left my phone a number of times. And my wallet also.
Well,
and
wallet
even
pala.
Even in the morning.
Wallet pala hindi rin pwede. Because I drive.
Your license.
Yeah. So, I'd have to come back.
Some people though.
Oh, I can.
Parang, naiwan eh.
You know me, I'm so paranoid. You know,
I know.
I'd probably be like, if I see a policeman, mm-hmm. I'd roll down my window of the car. Mm-hmm. Kahit hindi niya ako pinapansin, I'd be like, I didn't do it! I have my license!
I just forgot it at home!
And then, hindi nga, yung very like, he's not here! He's not here! I have that like, I have my license! I have my license!
But you know, I feel like, with my luck, the day na naiwan ko yung lisensya ko would be the day na mahuhuli.
Na mahuhuli ka.
Oh,
something like, yeah. No, pero kasi part of it is also guilt. Because you're so paranoid that you don't have your wallet, you end up like, I don't know, running a red light.
Hyper aware.
You're hyper aware.
Which sometimes could be a bad thing because you're not being your usual self.
Relaxed self. At saka you have this guilty look on your face. You have this
yung
like,
parang may nakatali sa trunk ng kotse mo kahit wala naman.
Yeah. Tapos yung meron kang tinatagong sikreto. Yeah. And another example, living on the edge, yung tinarayan mo yung immigration officer kasi sinungitan ka din eh.
You never want to do that.
I hate this. It's like, naku, kung hindi lang mahal yung binayad ko sa resort at hindi lang, I just didn't spend hours on a plane. You know, I would be like, take your country and shove it. Hindi kasi minsan lang yung parang you get it because there are so many criminals who try to get through immigration. Pero like, you don't have to be awful.
What was your worst experience?
TVH wala naman. Pero alam mo yung nakasungit mode si ate.
Yun, yung medyo nasungit.
Yun, ganun lang naman.
Do you remember where?
Yeah.
Ako, I remember where.
I remember where.
Where?
Do I have to? Wag na.
Hindi naman nila madidinig.
Kahit na, mamaya. It's possible that I'll go there again. Mamaya sabihin pa nila ano, dinis
ko. Ano ba?
Mga immigration officers.
Oh my God.
I love all immigration officers.
I will tell mine.
I'll
reveal mine.
Where?
Hong Kong.
Oh yeah, they're very strict there.
No, and this was post the hostage in Manila.
Yes.
Yeah. Like not too long after the hostage in
right,
Manila.
Right, right.
So you can just imagine the tension.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't the best time. It wasn't the best. Pero parang it wasn't naman kasi directed lang to me.
Like, it's not personal.
Like, it was like a general
right.
demeanor towards every single Filipino. In the airport. So, yung parang, oh well, you know, it's yung not like I'm being targeted or anything like that. It's, yeah. And it was very, parang at that point, we were like, understandable.
Yeah. Hindi, ako naman parang ganun din. Like, no problem. Like, didn't give me a hard time or anything. It was just the, like, alam mo yung, ugh. And rolling of the eyes. Yung ganun, yung parang like, where are you staying? How long? Yung ganun, yung medyo ano lang, medyo curt.
I don't know about you, but my friends and I, for some reason, whenever we travel, we, you know, after many flights together, meron na kaming parang routine na we usually just line up dun sa guy na immigration officer. Because based on experience, parang mas less likely sila na manungit, na sumitan ka.
I've arrived at the same conclusion.
Not to be like sexist or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But based on experience, ha, yun lang. Parang they're more, they're friendlier, they're smileier.
Yeah.
They're just generally warmer, I would say.
Because the one that who was masungit was a woman.
Was a girl. Yeah. The same, yeah.
And yun nga, yung parang, alam mo yun, yung parang, I'm not gonna take any BS today. Imagine may ganung vibe siya. So, honestly, wala pa naman ako like super bad experience with him. Just that. Yung ano lang, yung general demeanor lang na hindi sila. Kasi ako, I try not to be smiley because it can also ring alarm bells for them. Na parang bakit extra chika nito? Siguro may kalokohan to. So I try to be in the middle. Like just very formal. I'm not friendly, but I'm not masungit either. I try to find that healthy middle.
I think we all do that.
Yeah.
Because I do that. It's like, good morning, with like a little smile. Yeah, but not too much. Like too, yeah.
Like not ano yes. naman na parang like
you don't
suspicious.
Want to be too fresh or like too friendly.
Yeah.
Yes.
But respectful.
Respectful but pleasant.
But pleasant. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find that healthy like parang balance.
Mm.
And another example, living on the edge, professing your love to your crush with just 10% battery life left on your phone.
What if your phone dies after?
Right? Tsaka alam mo yung syempre gusto mo may follow-up ka na, look, I don't want anything to change, but I felt it's just fair that... Siglang.
Oh, dead. No!
But you couldn't wait. You're like, you know what? I only have 10% left, but I can't wait. I have to tell her or him now.
I feel like this will never happen to you because you have a power bank.
I have a power
at
bank.
All times. And I... Yep. Does your phone ever die?
Yes.
It does. So it runs out of battery.
Hindi kasi minsan alam mo yung tinatamad ka and you're like, hindi, meron pa yan. Tapos biglang like...
That kind of happens to me a lot. Yeah. With all my phones.
But
even
I do have it.
Phones.
So pag namatay na siya, ipa-plug ko lang sa power bank.
Yeah.
Okay na ulit. Pero yung, I'm not the kind na... Naku, nag-red na, ipa-plug ko na. No,
yeah.
I'm always like, abot pa yan. Kasi tinatamad ako.
And diba, you hear all these different theories on how to prolong your battery life.
I never
Some
do
people
it.
Say,
nope.
Don't let it go below like 20% or something like that. And then like when you charge it, don't charge it up to 100. Just
80 lang.
Unplug it by like 90 or 80
Sabi
or something
80,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
And they say never leave it plugged on.
Overnight.
Plugged in. But, overnight.
Diba nag-issue na rin naman ng statement? I mean, may ano na yung app. Well, for iPhones at least. Na parang, they have the technology na if it's fully charged na, it stops charging.
That's what they say. And, diba isa pa yung that don't use your phone while it's plugged in.
Oh my God, how?
That's another thing. Eh, ako nga, like, yeah, but like if I'm playing like, kunyari,
That's
Pokemon
impossible.
Go, the whole day. Siyempre, I have to keep it plugged in.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, right? Because I have to play constantly.
Yeah.
Kunyari like 10 hours yung event. 10 hours ako naglalaro. So what am I supposed to do? Siyempre, I have to have
it
plugged in.
Yeah.
And use it while it's plugged in.
Yeah, me too.
Another example, quitting your job. Right after you start paying mortgage for a condo you just invested in.
Oh no.
Ang tapang mo.
Oh,
hindi, alam mo yung you're like, eh, may ano pa naman, may ipon pa naman ako. And I'm sure I'll get a job by then.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Good luck to you.
And then, tsaka talaga, anytime you make a big investment,
yeah,
it's
don't.
So scary.
Nope.
I feel like, yung parang sobrang sigurista ka dapat pag mga ganyang time of your life.
Yep.
Kasi parang, sige, but you have to look at the worst case scenario. What if you don't get a job right away?
Yeah. Or
what
you
happens?
Get a job, the job that you get doesn't pay as high.
Or it doesn't pay enough to...
And kinumpute mo kasi yung
previous sweldo mo.
Based on your previous sweldo?
Oh no!
Oh, yeah! Just thinking
Feeling
about it
ko, dapat
makes me
may plan B, plan C, plan D.
Yeah.
Diba kasi hello?
Yeah. No, that's what a lot of people went through during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
When, ito naman, it's not because they quit, pero sometimes, you know, they lost their job or they had to move to a job na lower yung salary.
Ito, ano talaga ito? Unforeseen
to eh, diba? And suddenly, you have to deal with sweldo that's not as big
mm-hmm.
as a sweldo you had when you decided to invest in a condo. And I know a lot of people na who ended up just selling their condo. Yung not selling, what do you call it? Yung kunyari ako, it's not even mine yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pero ipapasa ko na sa'yo yung...
Parang partially selling it.
Yeah.
Yung kung ano yung binabayad
ko na. Kung ano yung
binayad
ko na. Yun lang yung ibayad mo sa akin. Ikaw na yung mag-continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not in your name yet, right? If you're still paying for it.
Yeah.
Wala pa sa name mo yun. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to pass it on to somebody else. That is scary. One last example. Living on the edge, sinungaling leave, and going to Boracay, knowing that your boss is also there on vacation.
Oh my God! Anong disguise ang pwede mong gawin?
Alam mo yung like, literally, you can bump into your boss at any point. At any point. Because Boracay is so small.
I know. I do feel like... I was gonna say, this is something I would... No. I wouldn't do it like yung parang work. Something similar to this, I would do. You know what I mean? Like, I would brave it.
Right.
I would brave it. Because I've experienced it. Like, for example, in school. I'm just thinking, parang, alam mo yung... alam ko na may teacher doon. Pwede kong makita.
Yeah.
Pero... pupunta pa rin ako. Gets? Hindi ako masyadong...
Right, right.
Parang, I kind of like the...
The danger. Ganito na lang.
I can think of many examples, actually.
You like getting caught.
No, I like the idea...
Of getting
or
caught.
Or the possibility of getting caught. But I don't want to get caught.
True.
Of course, I want to... What do you call this? Kumbaga, I want to get through it unscathed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kasi ano pa rin yun, di ba? Indecent exposure. Delix.
Very. So, you don't want to get caught. You just like the idea, but, you know, you try to avoid getting caught.
Or just type in the search word. Yeah, that's a good category.
But I can just imagine you in this scenario.
Oh no, not me.
You would probably just stay in your hotel. Like you're not gonna go from station one to station
I'm
two.
I'm not going to snungaling leave period.
No, but if it happened,
no.
Diba? Feeling ko, you're the type na, you know what? I'm not even gonna risk
it. You know what I would do?
I'm just gonna stay in my room.
You know what I would do? I would probably... Because it would be stupid to just stay in your resort, right? Because there's also the possibility that he or she is in the resort. Who's to say?
Oh, yeah.
Diba? So, it's not even safe to just like, okay, I'll just swim in the resort pool. Malay mo, nandun sila. Or, diba, in Boracay, minsan yung mga hindi naman taga doon, pupunta sa resort just to eat
breakfast.
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
I would probably like hire a private boat to go island hopping. And I won't ask to bring me to the like usual stuff. Like bring me to some deserted beach.
But parang biglang naging mas fun yung trip mo all of a sudden.
Oo, ganun.
Kasi parang biglang naging out of the ordinary yung
mahal din kasi yun.
Itinerary mo.
Super mahal yun, di ba, if you get your own boat.
Your own boat,
it's super,
yeah.
Super expensive.
Di ba usually you just share with
you
other people.
You have to share it with other. Pero yun nga, pag ganun, you know, rather than get fired, di ba, just spend a little bit more.
Yeah.
Andoka na rin lang eh. So there you go. That's what we're doing today. What were those moments where you feel like you're living on the edge? Yung hindi naman ano, hindi naman death wish, pero gets, yung you were just like a little braver than usual.
Tapos yung medyo magbe-beat lang yung heart mo faster than usual.
So if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #LivingOnTheEdge in all your tweets.
Coming up, the wake up quiz.
Yay!
So if you guys want to win a prize from us, why don't you give it a shot? 86319393. Give us a call and get 5 for 5 today for a chance to win something from The Morning Rush. But for now, let's get things started with this one. Chico and Hazel all the way till 10. It's Chico's favorite song, St. Vincent. Funky Town.
Oh, yeah.
On the monster.
It's time for the wake up quiz. The wake up quiz on TMR.
The wake up quiz. 5 questions to wake you up. If you get 5 for 5 today, then you'll win a prize from us. So let's check out the hotline. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I'm Dan.
Hi, Dan. Okay, good luck. Hope you can hear us clearly. Let's get started. First question. What's the first name of Mr. Krueger, the villain in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy.
Point shoes are used when performing what type of dance?
Ballet.
True or false, diva is the Latin word for goddess?
Again, please, diva.
Diva is the Latin word for goddess.
For goddess. True, I would say true.
Michelin stars are used for rating what?
Restaurant.
Iligan is a city in which general part of the Philippines?
Sinigang Sabaw.
Which is where?
Mindanao.
Mindanao. Dan, you got 5 for 5.
Yay!
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Good job. Yay, you did it. Congratulations. You're right. So
Thank you
got everything right, which means you win a prize from us. And we'll let you know what that prize is. So stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll get your details, okay?
Okay, thank you
for joining us. Wow. Don't put the phone down.
Can I get a short greeting?
Oh, Go for it.
I would like to greet my girlfriend, Vance, in Tagaytay right now. Hi, babe.
Hello. Nice. Hi, babe. So there you go. Hope you guys enjoyed today's quiz. And Dan, good job. You have any more greets? Because, did he disappear? No, he's still there. Okay, it's Hudson.
Yeah.
I have to restart my computer because it stopped working.
Okay.
But anyway, ang galing ni Dan. Did you get everything, Chico?
Yes.
Okay. So.
But yeah, congratulations, Dan. And
Thank you.
For yourself, a 1,000 voucher from Anatoys PH. So congratulations.
Awesome. All right. So again, don't put the phone down. I'll talk to you off the air. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys.
We'll do that again next week. So make sure to catch us for the Wake Up Quiz on a Thursday here on The Morning Rush. The Wake Up Quiz. You snooze.
You lose.
The Wake Up Quiz on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, the first one. And but before that, let's do some greets.
Checking out the Monster text line 0961-1367-931. Fiber first, let's say good morning to Ronaldo Quino. Corix says good morning. Listening to you every day on my way to work. Thank you. Hello to AC, who says, watched Call Me By Your Name last night, and we loved it because we talked about it on the show yesterday. So she watched it. I still haven't. Hopefully, I'll get to watch it this weekend. Hello to Edward. Happy Thursday to you, too. Not Isidro says, morning. What's up to everybody from Telegram as well, like Renz, Krister, Nate, Choi, Miel, his impactas. Hello to his friend Mark Santiago. Saying good morning to Missy, who's also locked in. Good morning to Juice Blank from Twitter this time. Archer Alma says good morning from London. Shout out to Silent Rusher architect Rico Mariano. Hello to Juan Miguel and to Carlos. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Patrick Starlord, as always, for our topic, hashtag living on the edge. Let's start off at number 10 from Archer Aguilar. Coming to work, braless and commando.
Okay, braless I've done. Commando never pa.
Oh, okay.
Although I've boarded without my shorts, just with my panties.
Oh.
Yeah. This was when I was on at night.
Yeah.
Kasi I came in and I think I got wet.
Umulan
or something.
Right.
So
I can imagine that.
I must have been wearing jeans or leggings. Basta pants. Kasi kung naka-shorts ako, okay lang. Hindi mo babasa,
right.
Diba? But I think I must have been wearing pants. Tapos I had to take it off kasi umaakyat yung... You know how it is,
yes.
Right? Pag nabasa yung dulo ng jeans mo, umaakyat yung water.
And then, ang lamig-lamig.
So, I had to take it off. Yun. And I just basically boarded the whole show without my pants.
Hello? Ako araw-araw pumapasok braless. Oh. Laban ka.
Naka-ano ka lang. Diba? Yesterday, we were talking about it. Naka-pasties.
Pasties lang ako.
Tapos yung pasties mo, yung may tassels pa.
Minsan, pag wala pang ang pasties, ano lang, kutsinta.
Kala ko kaya na ng bigas eh. Kanin.
Imagine kutsinta. Ang lamig no.
Alam mo, parang ganun nga yung ano, no? Actually, pero parang ganun yung texture nung those silicone bras.
Yeah.
Medyo para siyang kutsinta.
Ish.
Oh, just like, not as thick maybe.
Right. Grabe naman yung kukutsinta talaga. Umbok na umbok.
it will help people with like smaller boobs if they want it to look bigger. So
true though.
Pwede.
Number 9 from Juice Blank, Living on the Edge. Yung diabetic ka, pero umorder ka sa fast food. Nung umorder ka sa fast food, nag-coke regular ka, hindi zero. Although sa amin ha, like, because we go to a Chinese herbalist, bawal ang bawal, matamis. Doesn't matter what it's, doesn't matter that it's fruits, doesn't matter that it's sugar substitute. Basta daw matamis sa dila.
Just avoid it.
Bawal.
Oh, really?
Regardless of how, like, quote-unquote, non-sugar it is.
Parang gusto ko tang kantahan ng Trisha Yearwood. What kind of life would that be?
How do I live?
Hindi, yun lang ako sa what kind of life would that be?
What kind of life
kasi
would
like,
that be?
What the hell?
And I, yeah.
Parang, ang hirap naman nun to completely eliminate sweets from your diet.
Well, if you're like in danger of getting diabetes, yeah. But, ano naman niya is parang like, well, you know, that's how it is. Like, if your problem is clogged arteries,
kakantahan ka
bawal
naman
ng cholesterol.
Kakantahan ka naman ng diabetes ng ano, Ariana. You want it, you got it. You want it, you got it.
Yep. Siya naman, ano eh. Basta, you're asking for my professional advice. That's my professional
advice.
Just
don't eat sweet.
Just don't eat sweet.
Oh, man.
And nagulat ako, pati fruits. I always thought na parang that's still a healthy choice, but apparently not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
It's not.
I know a lot of people who avoid fruits, especially sweet fruits.
Yeah.
Because they do say it's not good for you then. Like, especially if you consume too much.
One of the quote-unquote parang highest in sugar-ish, watermelon.
I'm not a fan, so.
One of the sweetest fruits, mangoes.
Yeah, that I love.
Yun yung mga matataas yung sugar. I mean, the ones that are relatively lower would be like bananas.
Berries.
Yeah, berries.
Although blueberries are pretty sweet.
Diba? So may mga ganun pa. So wala lang.
Ang hirap. Ang hirap. Hindi ko kaya, especially sa drinks.
Right?
I don't even consider myself a sweet tooth. Kasi hindi ako yung tip. I'm more of a savory person when it comes to food.
Yeah.
But, I do like my sugary drinks.
Drinks, eh. Which is like, hello, diba? It's just as bad.
Yeah, and you know, even with savory food, a lot of people, especially Filipinos, cook with a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
Yung ulam na hindi mo isiping may asukal at the end, sometimes, like my mom, she likes putting like a little, you know, a pinch of sugar.
And that's what people tell me, people who cook, na parang it won't go sweet.
They say
highlight the flavor lang.
It will highlight the flavor and it will make everything come together.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I kind of cook that way also.
Yep. Kasi una, ako rin eh. Parang like, what? Why would you put sugar? And then the second, eh, pang ano yan? Pang...
Siyempre, hindi naman doon sa mga sinigang, ha? Hindi
oh,
naman
right,
sa mga
right.
Ganun. But certain dishes, parang nilalagyan ng konting sugar.
Meron nga. Number 8 from JR Keita. Living on the edge, investing all of your savings in one business venture. Yung walang natira, gets? Yung parang... Let's say you want to really get into business, but you only have so much savings. No choice. I mean, if you really want it, you have to go all in. Katakot lang.
But that's also the problem. Kaya a lot of people get discouraged from pursuing businesses. Kasi, syempre, usually you'd only have money for one, right? So
right.
You start with one. And then if it doesn't really do that well... You kind of don't want to try again anymore,
yeah.
Or you don't want to put more money in other businesses because you feel like, eh, hey, look what happened to my money when I invested there. Medyo
right.
Hindi naman lumago, nabawasan pa.
Nalugi pa.
Nalugi
diba?
Pa ako. But how can you succeed if you don't keep risking your money?
That's the shiz of it all, you know. It's really how it works. You're not going to be successful until you try, but then trying could also mean failure.
Yeah.
That's the weird cycle of it all.
Which is why ang swerte ng mga nag-business na first try,
patok.
Nag-thrive agad.
Right, right. Also from Not Isidro, also at number 8, risking it all to put up my own business, I've already dedicated enough time to help pursue other people's dreams. I think it's my turn.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
You know what, TBH, if I were in that position, I would actually start me first.
Yeah.
I would use my money to grow my money first before I start helping people, helping others.
No, I think I'm thinking yung parang he worked for somebody who owned the business.
Ah.
Yes? Yung parang empleyado ka nung business owner.
Tinulungan mo to for them to succeed.
Yeah. Parang as the employee, tinutulungan mo siya for his
True.
Business to succeed. But now, it's like, wait, let me have my own business.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll put my efforts into that since I'm so good. Diba?
Yeah.
So pwede, pwede.
Pwede, pwedeng ganon.
Number 7 from Memski, living on the edge, yung mga buwis buhay post mo para lang sa likes. Diba for a time, this was a thing.
Yung may namamatay like, because
so many people are like getting injured, losing their lives even just because of like the perfect shot, which would entail you being on the edge of something where you can fall or, you know, jumping or doing something very athletic that could, you know, go terribly wrong.
I'm sorry. No amount of likes.
Me too.
Would make me do something that stupid. You know what I mean? It's like, why? Why would you risk your life for a photo? No.
Yung isa, diba? Yung, I don't know whatever, what's the story behind it? That couple where they were in a parang two-person swing right by the cliff. Kasi it's a good photo eh. And, well, it's a video in their case. So they were like parang newly married yata or maybe just like on their honeymoon or something. So dalawa sila dun sa swing. Sa swing, good enough for two. Kasha dalawa. Tapos naka-ano siya dun sa precipice nung cliff. Like right at the very edge of the cliff. Tapos alam yung nagsiswing ka tas pero cliff yung yun, napatid.
God.
Napatid yung swing.
So they both died?
Like, I don't know. I don't know the story. I just saw the video. Because I didn't even know that it was that. I wouldn't watch it if I knew that it was that. I don't like those kinds of videos.
Holy shit. Hindi kasi diba may mga ganun
naman.
I was
like, oh, ang cute. Yung ganun.
Hindi. Sometimes, yung mga swing na parang cliff yung view mo.
Hindi talaga cliff.
Meron pa siyang parang second level na just in case. Pero it also, I think it also depends kung gaano kataas
yung
swing by the time na naputol yung... Diba, it depends also kung at which point siya naputol.
Kasi pwede kang parang slingshot eh.
Yun eh. Medyo, what if lumampas ka dun sa whatever
right?
was below? Deads ka talaga dun.
But yeah, like that really, it had nightmares.
In the beginning, before going to Bali, I thought I would want to do that. Just because, you know, I like swinging kasi.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I like...
You're a swinger?
Riding swings. Even as a kid, I've always loved swings. Stop! This is completely innocent! And look at you! Getting your dirty paws all over my cuento.
I like swinging kasi.
I like swinging talaga. Hindi ka ba ma-swing as a kid?
I love swings.
I love swings.
I'm a bigger fan of swings than slides.
Me too.
Kasi slides, you can bruise your knee.
Oh my gosh, same.
You can get, you know, injured.
Yes, absolutely. So, alam mo yung parang meron ako, oh, parang it looks so fun. Like, I wanna do it. But then, yun, actually what discouraged me more was the fact that tourist spot siya and maraming tao and I didn't wanna wait and, you know,
so
go all the way there.
It's in Bali? That
in
thing?
Bali, ang dami nun. Sobrang daming ganun in Bali. Either yung parang nest na, magpipicture kayo na parang kinasa nest.
Mm-hmm.
Or yung Bali swing. It's called the Bali swing.
Okay.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of those in Bali. Pero yon usually may pila, maraming tao. Yung iba, you can do alone. Yung iba, parang pwedeng partner kayo, dalawa kayo dun sa swing. Yeah, so we ended up skipping it mostly because of the Bali traffic also.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi diba sa Bali, parang sometimes going to one destination will take you so long. Tapos it's not like may ibang destination along the way na pwede nyo
right.
puntahan. So parang medyo worth
Hassle,
it ba? Oh. Parang huwag na lang. Yeah, stay in the villa. So yeah, we skipped it. I don't regret skipping it, actually. Especially with the story you just told us.
Nakakatakot kasi.
Ayoko na.
Hopefully talaga. Hopefully there was like another level below that.
Parang may parang net
parang
or something.
Parang net or something to catch them. Because I never...
You didn't even try to find out?
No! I don't want to. I don't like. Number 6 from Al Macchiato. As a kid, living on the edge. Telling your mom during dinner that you need a costume for school performance the next day. Ewang ko lang kung di ka patayin ng nanay.
Oh no! Or anything really. Pwede rin like a complicated assignment
like
or
a project
na due na pala the next day.
Ugh. No, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Maxim luck. The Winter says, living on the edge, nagwalwal ka the night before your bar exams.
No.
Or some very important, like can you imagine if, kunyari Marky, opening night, tapos magwawalwal ka the night before. Have you ever? Ako, no way, you know me. Hello, I don't even walwal anymore. But even at the time when I did, I would never go drinking on the eve of something very important.
No, because I don't really get wasted.
Yeah.
I don't do the walwal thing. I party, but...
Well, okay. I'm not going to party either on the eve of something important.
Yeah. Maybe I've done it, pero alam mo yung exam. Not extremely important.
Not extreme, yeah.
Parang
yeah.
Normal level of importance lang. Yun, may test. No? I don't care. Pero hindi naman naapektuhan nung pag-party ko yung alam ko dun sa exam.
Kunyari
you know
ganun,
I mean?
Thesis defense or board exams. I wouldn't. Or even personal stuff. Like kunyari, somebody's wedding. Yeah, but I want to be okay on the day.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be like drunk or nursing a hangover or with a throbbing headache during, you know, a very special day.
Yeah, same.
I'm not gonna do that.
Tsaka ano, kasi you know, it's not because you're afraid you're gonna mess up. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, it's going to be a long day.
Yep.
You're gonna be tired that day. So why tire yourself out like the day before?
Exactly. Doble
pa.
Number 4 from Yogon, living on the edge, getting into a heated argument with your thesis panelists during your defense.
Ooh.
You know, I never experienced this because our thesis in communication, walang defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really envy the courses that actually have a thesis defense.
And siguro sobrang hirap pa nun if, yun nga, yung sobrang, I'm pretty sure hindi kasi pare-pareho, meron siguro talaga na more critical than others.
Yep. I would probably hate it.
Would make you work for it,
oh,
you
no,
know?
Because no. My, ano na, the closest we have to that is our junior interview. In communication kasi, after you graduate your sophomore year, you have to pass an interview.
To major
to become a junior.
To find your major. Parang,
ano nga ba mangyayari pag hindi ka pumasa? Basta alam ko, you can't. Like you have to...
Or you're gonna have to find another major.
Something like that. Something like that. And the one who interviewed me was the Chacha Lazaro.
Ooh.
She was the broad head at the time. So, you know, ano yan, dalawa pala yan, dalawa. You have to do an essay.
Uh-huh.
As to...
So may written.
They'll give you a topic.
Okay.
And then there's the interview.
And then interview.
Yeah. So we were like, during the interview, she asked me, sabi niya, like, should I say this?
I'm so, sure she won't mind.
She was like, okay, so like, what are your interests? You know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Siyempre, pa-impress ka, diba? So, oh, I'm such a big, you know, like, lover of literature. I mean, I was a book lover, but I wouldn't say a literature lover. Like, mga gusto ko, yung mga the pop, ano, like Michael Crichton, John Grisham, you know, that kind of books,
yeah.
Right? But obviously, I didn't want to say that those were my favorite books. If I say Michael Crichton, parang like, ay, napaka-pop naman ito. So, sabi niya parang like, so, oh, that's good. That's good. So, like, who's your favorite author? So, I was like, oh, I love Thomas Hardy. Well, kasi I was English major. So, I did read the books.
Pero hindi naman
pero
talaga
hindi ko siya favorite.
Oh, oh. You so, just wanted to give an impressive answer.
I just
answer.
Wanted to give an impressive answer. So, I was like, oh, my God. That's, sabi ko, and even in my head, I was like, why did I say Thomas Hardy? I hated Thomas Hardy. Ang hirap-hirap basahin ng mga libro niya. Ang boboring pa, di ba? Wala akong maintindihan. Sabi niya, oh, really? So, what was your favorite book?
I was like, naitawid mo?
Jude the Obscure? She asked me a question about Judy Obscure. I was
and?
Like, you know what is rather obscure, so I don't really remember.
That's the problem it sometimes.
It was you so know, embarrassing.
When you try to impress someone.
Diba? I was like,
oh my God, I can't.
I was just like, siguro sabi, oh my God, it's this pretentious ex-English major.
Oh no. But TBH kasi, when it comes to the stuff that we read, totoo naman yun, yung sometimes you kind of don't really want to share it with other people.
Yeah.
Especially if you think na parang, I think they're not really into the same genre.
Yeah.
They probably like more serious stuff than the stuff that I read.
And specifically, because you are a reader, alam mo yung
medyo tataas yung kilay ano
yung
snobs.
Snootiness level ng ibang other readers, yes. Eh, di ba? Na parang, oh, really? Even sa comics may ganyan, ha? Yung parang like, if people say, oh, what are you reading? Even if I'm reading all of them naman, you know, I would read like Avengers and X-Men. But, you know, medyo if you wanna make sure that they don't raise their eyebrows at you. You mentioned something more indie.
Maybe, or something more classic.
Something more classic. Gets?
Sana nag-ano ka na lang, kahit George Orwell na lang.
Believe it or not, the college me would be like, what, George Orwell? We like read that in high school.
Pero alam mo yun?
Animal Farm, 1984. Like, how pedestrian.
sorry, kasi ako classic na yun.
Because remember, I actually was an English major.
Yes.
So alam mo yun, nasa level na ako ng mga Nathaniel Hawthorne, mga Emerson, mga Thoreau. So alam mo yun, parang like, I know them, I actually read their books, but I wouldn't say I got into them. And I read them because I had to.
You read them for school.
For school.
Not because, for fun.
You know, I mean, I didn't have a choice. That was my course. And to be honest, I think it's one of the reasons I shifted. Because I got tired of reading
like,
all these.
I'm over this.
So boring.
And mean, ano pa, yung so hard.
It's so hard.
Not just boring, but yung, I hate those books when you have to reread pages sometimes. Kasi parang nabasa mo na yung 2 pages and parang wala ka na-absorb. So you have to do it again.
For me, what's really difficult was classic American literature. Kasi like, alam mo yung talagang, like literally, I would read a page maybe 5 times. Mm. And I'm like, ano daw? Hindi ko siya mag-get. Like, am I
yun
stupid?
Paulit-ulit.
Am I stupid? Why is everyone like loving this book so much? And I can't even get through 5 pages of it without either falling asleep or getting super confused.
I completely feel that way. And sometimes there are authors na ganun yung feeling ko. And when I hear other people say na yun yung favorite author nila, I can't help but question kung are you saying this because you really loved it or you want to be impressive?
Yes,
kasi
yes.
I read it and you know, I wouldn't say I loved it pero nahirapan ako.
Actually, sa ano ko, sa advisor ko, because I love my advisor and sa kanya, walang pretensions. Mm. You know, so I would be like, ma'am, it's so difficult to read. Ang hirap-hirap naman. Like, it's so difficult. Like, can you give me, like, an American author na yung medyo ano naman, medyo like pop. You know, like, oh, okay, you know, I have the perfect author for you. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Check out The Great Gatsby.
I
was like, it's so entertaining. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. So I bought pa, ano, a copy. Hindi man lang library. Bumili pa ako. Tapos sabi ko parang, boring! Ito na ba yung exciting? I'm boring. Like, first couple of pages pa lang, I was like, this is not fun.
Funny you should say that because I also downloaded that book on my Kindle. And I tried, but I, you know, because I have a lot of other options, I was like, you know what? I'll save you for another time. And I never got back
to
it.
Okay, here's a classic though that I, like, I devoured. Because in my head, this is the kind of book that I was talking about.
Now,
pag ito yung classic, talagang, oh my gosh, I would jump into it. Moby Dick. Herman Melville. I mean, it was so exciting. And no, it's not because of your dirty mind.
Pero, no, you see it.
Pero alam mo yon, yung, you know, that's the ano of Captain Ahab. And then may issue siya with the whale that took his leg.
Yeah.
Tapos it's in the sea. So, you know, it's my favorite. And the whole like, nung time na yon, very mysterious pa yung dagat.
Uh-uh.
Yung hindi pa nila alam actually kung ano yung nasa ilalim.
Yeah.
So they treat it as like some mysterious. So alam mo yun, may thriller, may horror, may biology.
The title's just a bonus.
The title is just a bonus for the second half. But you know what? Like, that was really readable. And another one was Scarlet Letter. Scarlet Letter was really good. Yung pag sineshame ka nila, lalagyan pa nila ng
AA.
Buburdahan nila ng...
Yun ba yung AA? Ay, hindi, si Easy A yung naisip ko.
Yun
yung source nun, di ba?
Na parang isheshame ka na if you're a hoe. or if you do something
you
bad.
You get branded.
You get branded. Yeah. Pero sa clothes, di ba? Kaya siya the Scarlet Letter.
I've never read it.
Yung mga ganon, that was easy to read. For me, ah, for me.
I tried reading Jack Kerouac kasi ano siya,
ooh,
highly raved yeah. about din siya ng, yeah. one of my friends like told me, please, please read it. Because I never read it. Pero somebody borrowed the book so I still haven't read it.
Yeah, so yung mga ganon, parang like, you know, you more misses than hits.
And then, tsaka alam mo, ngayon kasi, you would find lists on the internet na parang, if you really want to be like a legit reader,
right.
here are the titles. These are the books you must, you know, you must read in your lifetime. Like there, I think there are like 30 books dun sa list na nakita ko. And I think I only read like maybe 2 out of 30. And I've read so many books in my life. But alam mo yun, dalawa lang dun yung nandun sa list na yun. So I'm like, but when you think about it, honestly, a book is a book. You know? Literature is literature. And it doesn't matter what you're into. I do think that reading is still better than not reading.
It's true. Ano lang talaga, it's just language.
Yeah.
Kasi because it's so old, like that's probably how they spoke in their time.
Yon.
So alam mo yun, kunyari, let's say somebody, you bring somebody from the 1300s, tapos magbasa siya ng bagong book na may mga, hey, sup? Like, what's up? Is it like a misspelled soup? You get? So like when you read, like I remember I read Walt Whitman. So I was like, oh, Walt Whitman, I've always heard of him. And like, ano daw? Ano daw? What exactly does he mean by that?
Yeah.
You know, like when you first read Shakespeare, because we had to take it in college.
God.
Dapat may guide ka. Because literally, you will not,
you're not gonna understand it.
So it will have footnotes. Mm-hmm. Tapos meron kang guide, di ba? Na, mm-hmm. Okay, so this means this. Gutom daw siya. Mga ganon. And then you get to understand it. Pero you take it line by line.
And it's not enjoyable that way, TBH. But yeah, I think the lesson is don't let other people shame you from what you enjoy. You know, I was just talking to someone yesterday and the topic of books was brought up. And parang the person I was talking to enjoys reading books about meditation.
Yeah.
And you know, God, I have never read a book on, well, maybe The Daily Stoic. Parang medyo meditation-ish na yun, di ba? But yung talagang, when I think about it, I enjoy fiction talaga. I'm a fiction girl.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy reading. So, you know what? In my head, alam mo, wala akong pake. I'm gonna enjoy my Colleen Hoovers and like my other fiction books. And I don't care what you think. Kung i-judge mo man. Because I think that says more a lot. That says a lot more about you than my choice of literature.
Actually nga, looking back, parang I wish I just really just told her what I was into.
Yeah!
And then I feel like it would have been a better conversation, you know?
And you were, you are a student. Obviously,
exactly.
Your taste would be like a little maybe younger than...
No, I was a pick-me student.
Pick-me!
I wanted to say...
I'm not like the other students. I like to read more serious stuff. Oh my God.
I'm not like the other students who are into Michael Crichton and John Grisham.
Miguel Taloy message, nabudol din ako ni F. Scott Fitzgerald sa The Great Gatsby. Capital, huh? Good morning, diba?
See, Scott Fitzgerald.
Chaka, don't be ashamed of John Grisham. I love John Grisham.
No, me too. Me too. Pero gets, yung sa akin kasi parang, you know, you read that because it's exciting, because of the plot.
Hey, kaya nga, because I enjoy it.
Oh, well. Number 3. Pero grabe na, ano ko na flashback ako dun sa...
Dun sa pagpapanggap mo.
Pagpapanggap ko kay... Talaga kay Cheche Lazaro pa, Diyos ko.
Pagpapanggap gone wrong.
And I'm pretty sure she saw right through me. She was probably rolling her
eyes.
Maybe
that's why
head.
She asked you. Kaya siya nag-follow up.
Maybe.
To put you in your place. Uhulihin ko to.
Number 3 from the Super Malas Guy. Living on the Edge. You go on an out-of-town road trip with your pregnant wife na do any day soon. Oh, I would never do this. I would never do this.
But sometimes, di ba naman, they get clearance usually from their doctors.
Well, even with a clearance, I'm not going to play with fire. And yeah. I have had enough sisters giving birth to know that it's so unpredictable. You know, it could be like delayed by 3 weeks or it can be like to the point na kailangan na siyang, like I remember, one of my sisters, araw-araw na kami naglalakad sa Green Hills. Mm. Kasi nga, ang tagal, yung lampas na siya sa due date niya. And they say, that's how you induce yourself? Just go walking.
Just keep walking.
So we just kept walking around Green Hills. I went with her and we would just walk and walk and walk in the hope na mag-labor na siya.
Mag-start
or something.
Na yung contractions.
Yeah.
Or
for some people naman, earlier. So ako, I wouldn't play Russian roulette that way.
Yeah, and if I were the pregnant one also, ako na yung magsasabi na no.
No, exactly.
No, I want to give birth where my doctor is. I don't want to give birth in some random hospital.
Kung ano yung pinakamalapit.
Tapos wala kang kilala.
Tapos layo-layo mo sa bahay mo.
Yeah.
Number two from Patrick Starlord. Living on the edge. Browsing your Twitter feed in public. Your feed within view of strangers.
You know, that's happened to me in elevators. Yung, alam mo yung parang biglang may lilitaw na biglang bibilis yung scroll mo. Yep. Kasi you're like, ooh.
You know what? My Twitter feed is very personal. I do not want anyone seeing what comes up on my feed.
I can just imagine.
Nope.
I can
happening.
Just imagine.
Not happening.
With a common people we follow.
Ano tayo? Semi-dare. Kasi you can back out naman if ano. Just give us the five apps of the first five from your feed. Refresh it para fresh talaga. And then, sino yung kaninong tweet yung first five na lalabas?
Okay, I will refresh mine.
Okay, I'm refreshing mine.
Ready.
Okay, go.
The Tennis Podcast.
Daya.
My Sky Updates.
Hindi, wag masama yung ads.
Okay.
At saka, hindi. Wag mo isama yung ads, tsaka wag yung mga based on your likes, wag mo isama yon. And, wait, do we add yung mga...
Kasi...
Yung mga inad na, yung mga nilike ng followers mo?
No, don't do that.
Don't do, sige.
Yung feed mo lang ng other
tanggalin mo lahat yun. Like a regular
feed. Yun. The Tennis Podcast, I will eliminate na RX. Jose Morgado, who's like a tennis journalist. So, dalawa na yun. Jungkook's girl. Tatlo. Paulit-ulit kasi itong isa. Oh, sige, skip. Tennis. Shea Coulee. 4. And 5 is... Paulit-ulit siya. Ang dami yung tweets. Entertainment Weekly.
Daya.
Oh, yours.
Oh, sige. ABS-CBN News. Sarah Silverman. Do I follow her? Do I even follow her? Uber Facts. TMZ. Ay, puro safe. I can't read the fifth one.
Ay! Meron! May nakapasok! Sino?
That's why I put the, we have ano to back out. Hindi, malamang ikaw hindi mo kilala. Pero please, the ones who know will know, but no.
Is it a photo?
No, it's just a tweet. I'm not going to tell people that I follow this person. No, not happening.
No, can you...
I'll tell you, pero off-air.
Ah, sige, sino to?
I'm not.
Okay, anong field? Entertainment?
Regular
Sports?
Person. No.
Regular person.
Non-celebrity.
Oh. Pero maraming followers?
24.5.
It's one of those accounts.
I'll show you later, off air.
Okay, feeling ko yan yung ano, yan yung nakikita ko often na liked by some people I follow.
Yep.
Na hindi ko kilala. And I'm like, who's this person?
Right?
Ang daming likes ng tweet niya.
Kenneman. And the top, Living on the Edge, comes from Jerkasaur Obob.
Jerkasaur Obob says,
yung masama pakiramdam ng nanay mo. Tapos sasabihin mo siya ng, ayan, kaka-cellphone mo yan. Eh.
Pero ang dami kasi na, mom, sometimes even lolas, na super opposed to getting a gadget. And then the minute that they figure it out...
Lulong!
Sobra!
That is so true.
Diba like yung mga, especially yung mga tablets, ang dami kong kilala na moms na...
Yung parang addicted
na. Nung na-discover na nila
yes.
yung wonder ng...
Yes!
Diba, wonders of having a gadget. Wala na. Talagang kakambal na nila yung
tablet. Saka yung
tablet
ano, akala
nila.
Mo body part,
oo.
Hindi na nila mabitawan.
Exactly.
And it's just a matter of because they don't know how it works, kaya they were opposed to
yeah.
it. But the moment they find out, it's like, oh, this is so
game
wonderful.
Over. Goodbye, world.
Yep. So there you go, the top 10, Living on the Edge. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Living on the Edge in all your tweets.
Coming up, we've got Tea Over Coffee, doing it a little later than usual.
Tea Over Coffee?
Tea Over Coffee. Monster RX 93.1, it's time for Tea Over Coffee. I have a bunch for you today.
Ooh.
Let's start with R. Kelly. He has been sentenced to 30 years following his conviction in federal court on racketeering and sex trafficking charges last September. The 55-year-old was found guilty on one charge of racketeering and 8 counts of violating the Mann Act, which prohibits the transport of any woman or girl across state lines for any immoral purpose in September 2021. It took about 9 hours across 2 days for the jury to deliberate and eventually convict R. Kelly. 30 Ooh, years.
30 years. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Finally, justice has been served.
So,
because this has been like, diba, it's been like an open secret in the entertainment world that he's been doing a lot of these things. But for some reason, he was just getting away with everything for a long, long time.
But he can get out, right? You know, very like Bill Cosby. Diba? Parang that was the thing too. He was in jail, but he got out.
I don't know about that.
Right? I mean, like, diba sometimes yung parang like, ang sentensya sa'yo is like, 30 years, but you're out in 10 for good behavior. Yung mga ganun, di ba may mga... Kasi I'm not familiar with how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they sometimes have a commuted sentence?
I think they do, but I don't think it's been actually detailed in this case.
Right.
So, we don't know yet.
Kumbaga, even if there is, medyo matagal-tagal din.
For sure.
So, medyo... don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, I'm happy for all the victims, at least.
Yeah.
You know, this should give them a sense of justice, at the very least.
And people who think they can get away with it, you know, at the very least, let it send a chill down your spine.
Yeah.
That this could be your fate.
Exactly. So, there you go. In other news, let's talk about the mess that's named Machine Gun Kelly. So he lost his cool in the midst of his sold-out Madison Square Garden concert Tuesday when he was caught screaming at a crew member and smashing a guitar. So he stormed off the stage toward the end of his show and made his way over to a male employee. Another crew member was able to hold him back as he yelled from a short distance. Meanwhile, his band continued to play for the crowd as he made his way back to the stage. And then he picked up a guitar and smashed it in true rock star fashion. I'm rolling my eyes so hard. Now, after the gig, he partied where he slammed a champagne flute against his head in a Tommy Lee inspired move. And there's like this bloody picture of him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So apparently he hit himself with such force that the glass shattered and left him bleeding during the shindig.
Ooh,
he said into a microphone, "I don't give a F, bro. I don't give a shiz." My gosh, so stupid. It's so annoying. I'm so sorry. I can't with this behavior. Like, okay. Kalat mo.
Parang no.
Anong parang?
No, I mean like...
Parang! No, he's a mess. He is a mess.
Yeah.
Parang ayaw mo pa rin eh. Ayaw mo tanggapin eh. Parang gusto mo siyang i-defend, pero even you can't come up with anything.
Yeah.
Because how do you defend that type of behavior?
You can't. Yeah.
It's so dumb. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know. I'm just being a friend here. Alam mo yung parang sinabi mo sa friend mo, alam mo, bad news yan. Huwag mo na kasi yung ilodi.
Hello, ginawa mo na rin yan kay Swere.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry. Oh, no, I hate to be that friend, but
isa-isahin mo sila.
It's not my fault that you're
admiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're attracted to that energy. Diba?
Well, hindi hindi yung mga energy.
I don't know why. Eh, bakit Zverev? Bakit MGK?
You think it's the energy?
A certain type of energy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyway, and last tea for today. A lot of people were worried about Travis Barker. I don't know if you saw the news that he was hospitalized and people did not know what for. But now it's been reported that he was hospitalized for pancreatitis. So he was rushed to the hospital Tuesday morning for an unknown health issue. And people were like, oh my gosh. What's wrong with Travis Barker? And even his daughter posted, like, pray for my dad.
Right.
And he posted. He actually tweeted something beforehand. God save me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, apparently, his pancreas became inflamed due to a recent colonoscopy procedure. Symptoms include nausea, intense stomach pain, and vomiting. So, yeah. That's what happened to Travis Barker.
But actually,
hopefully
still,
he's recovering already.
It's still connected to Machine Gun Kelly because Travis's son, 18-year-old son, actually performed.
Yeah, he was there at the party where he smashed
that
the glass
party.
Yeah,
he
on his head.
He performed with Machine Gun Kelly while his dad was
in the hospital.
Yeah.
And Alabama, the daughter who first posted pray for my dad and then deleted her post, was already dancing on TikTok. So I'm guessing things are okay.
Yeah,
so he's probably recovering already. But yeah, we're glad he's okay, at least.
Of course, of course.
Because it's pretty alarming when I mean, you see celebrities get rushed to the hospital and then you have no idea for what.
For what, yeah.
Yung parang, anyari?
And you're just looking for an update?
Yeah.
Like what? What was it? Was it serious? Is it just like, you know?
And especially with someone that's, you know, like someone like Travis Barker, whose every move is like reported, especially since, you know, he became, well, he married Courtney or when?
Right.
Not even before he got married, ba, diba? Since he got involved with the Kardashians.
Yep.
Parang you would find his name on the news every single day. But anyway, like I said, glad he's okay.
Get well
That's
soon.
What matters. But there you go. That's all the tea we have for you today here on The Morning Rush. If you want to sound off, you can tweet us at RX931 on Twitter.
More music. Another one.
Baby, let's go. Let's go.
Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Aray
ko. What happened?
Monster RX93.1.
They all heard that. What happened?
It's this thing. I'm hitting my knee on it.
It's your little table.
It's my little table. It's not my usual table. So
yeah, it's a different setup.
It's
so.
A different setup. And it's basically a box.
Oh,
so
no.
My knee always hits the...
Oh,
I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting.
I can imagine.
No.
You should have just set up here.
I know, right?
But anyway, before we do the top 10, let's just do more greeting. Good morning, Taria and JPV. Joe again says, on my 11th day of strict Koan diet.
Ooh.
Please don't talk about food. Hey, hey, hey.
Sorry.
Isn't Koan diet the... blood type diet?
I'm not sure.
I think that's the blood type diet. I'm not sure, but hello to June Bertig, who says good morning, and the average Pinoy also saying hello to Victoriano, Ronaldo Quino, and to everybody else. Good morning. Don't forget the text line 0961-1367-931 if you have requests and shout outs. We're on Viber and Telegram.
That's right. And we've got our top 10 for you. Courtesy of Patrick Starlord. Thank you, Patrick. Hashtag living on the edge. Let's start off at number 10, coming from the Super Malas guy. Sumali ka sa Pokemon Go Fest ng walang dalang power bank. Ay, good luck.
No.
I don't even know. Might as well throw your money away.
Wait, it typically lasts for 10 hours?
Usually, if it's Go Fest, it should start at around 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. and it ends at around 5. This was pre-pandemic. usually kasi GoFest is city, it's location based. So for example, you'll have Pokemon Go Fest Yokohama. Mm. So you go to Yokohama and it's not even like everywhere. It's just like in designated certain parks, certain areas where you can like, you get all the spawns. Like literally you go out of the park and you won't see the spawns anymore.
Does it follow na dapat doon sa mga Pokestops siya nangyayari?
Not necessarily. Pero kunyari nga, it's an entire park. All the special Pokemon will spawn within the park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like in normal days, a little bit more near the Pokestops. Mm. Pero in general, they're spawning within the park.
Okay.
So kunyari, magkaroon ng GoFest dito sa Luneta. Basta na sa Luneta ka, makikita mo yung...
You're gonna generally see the same.
And can you imagine like a 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. event, tapos wala kang power bank? Good luck sa'yo.
Good luck.
Number 9, coming from Juice Blank, yung naglabas ka ng iPhone 13 Pro Max para mag-vlog sa Legarda around 7 p.m.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I would go for maybe like a GoPro. Something small and something a little more discreet.
Pero yun nga eh, like I guess anything na medyo mainit sa mata.
Yeah.
Maybe... especially not in certain areas and not at certain times. I'm thinking pa 7 would be a little safe.
Because there are a lot of people.
Medyo madami-dami pa yung mga tao and you might not be as, you know.
You might not be an easy target.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. And number 8 from Yogon. Living on the edge, downloading movies and music and browsing through social media using the company's computer at your open setup workspace.
No. Your boss might see you.
Mm-hmm. Not might. He will.
Oh, lalo na yung mga boss na yung biglang hindi naman, yung walang usual time na lumalabas.
Yeah.
They just come out randomly, so you have no idea kung kailan sila nasa likod mo na lang din.
And not just that. Meron kasing boss din na very techie. Alam mo yung maalam sa mga ganyan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you will be found out. And it goes without saying, that's not allowed in most offices.
Oh, yeah.
Medyo, ano na yun, no-brainer na yun. And at number 7, from Coco Hernandez, quitting your job without a replacement for time to go backpacking and get to know yourself more. Well, that's the dream, but not a lot of people nga can afford to just quit their job and be very eat, pray, love.
Yeah.
I mean, like when that movie came out, I think nauso siya na yung parang ganon, yung parang, you know what, let me just take a 2-month break, see the world, do the things that I want to do and find myself. Pero anyone who's seen the movie, usually ang pinaka-common na comment is like, may budget siya.
But you know, it's more likely to happen now because there are a lot of digital nomads that
is true.
They can actually afford to work anywhere in the world as long as you have an internet connection. They're going to be okay. I wanted to backpack when I was younger.
Yeah,
I thought it was something I could do until I actually started traveling, and then I realized that life isn't for me.
Okay.
I'm not all about that life.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Hello, beach, meron akong dala nung biggest maleta.
Right.
Like luggage.
Hindi, pero like even yung sinasabi mo eh, di ba, yung mga digital nomads. I like that term. Pero parang, alam mo yung, you're still working?
Uh-oh.
Gets?
You're not completely there.
Hindi ka pa rin
just
talaga
to
like.
Just explore.
Oo. Yung parang sinasabi ni Coco, tsaka yung yun nga, very eat, pray, love, si Julia Roberts. Diba, yung talagang you like, you drop everything.
You immerse yourself in the culture and all the different stuff around you.
And again, ako, I go back to that. Well, swerte mo kung may budget ka for that. Can you imagine 2 months of like no income, no money going in,
ito
coming
yung,
in, lahat palabas?
Pero ito yung siguro afford ng mga tao who normally are very frugal.
Yeah.
Yung parang,
yes.
Imagine working for like, let's say 5 years ka nang nag-work. But you never traveled in those 5 years. You never made any like major purchases. Tapos talagang you save up for that huge Eat, Pray, Love trip
moment
you wanna go on. Yeah, pwede. I think it's doable.
At saka hindi ganun karami yung industries that would allow like that kind of sabbatical. Usually you quit talaga.
Yeah.
Tapos you start from scratch. I mean, you look for another job after.
But
that.
I do feel like
para wala kang tali. Wala kang...
I feel like if you're planning to do something like that, it's best to do it earlier rather than later.
When you're younger.
When you're younger, because it's easier to just, you know, find a new workplace or maybe shift to a different career. Parang hindi pa siya masyadong consequential.
Pero at the same time, ang ano rin, the ironic thing about that is that you also don't have that kind of budget if you're younger. Usually, you have that kind
and
of budget pag medyo matagal ka nang nag-work at nakaipon ka na.
Sometimes, you don't have that need to do it. Kasi hindi, wala ka pang burnout, wala pa ng mga
ganun. Wala pa ng mga quarter life crisis, midlife crisis, di ba?
Yeah.
And usually, that's when you start questioning your decisions in life.
You know, this, I can... I don't know, parang feel, never say never, pero parang feeling ko malabo to for me. Just because I'm the type na the more money I earn, the bigger my spending gets. Parang ano ko eh, meron akong self-inflation. Na parang lahat tumataas.
Hindi ano kay, alam mo yung kwento ng the ant and the grasshopper?
Oh.
You're the grasshopper.
Ano yung kwento ng ant
diba,
and
yung ano siya, yung parang when it was still summertime, si Ant was like so... si Ant
tell
was so
tell me more
busy.
About Ant.
Ano siya, nag-set aside siya ng grains. Ng grains na
ipon lang siya
sa
ng
field.
Ipon.
Ipon siya ng ipon. Tapos si Grasshopper, parang ang saya-saya niya, natalon-talon siya, nagpe-play siya ng fiddle, di ba yung cricket, si mga grasshoppers. Creating music and sabi niya, relax, what's going on? I mean, you have to enjoy life. You can't be like this that you're always working. Learn to have fun. Learn to enjoy your life. Blah, blah, blah. Eh, biglang nag-winter. Suddenly, Ant has like, you know, enough grain to feed himself until the next summer. And lo and behold, there was Grasshopper dying of starvation and the cold. Wala siyang bahay, wala siyang pagkain. And it's like, yun yung ano niya na parang like, I should have been like you.
Tapos
I
si
should Ant, have done.
I told you so.
I told you so. You should have, like, you know, you should have worked better or prepared for the future. Hindi yung puro ka liwa-liwa the whole day.
And then, naka-recover naman si Grasshopper.
Hindi, umattend si Ant nung funeral niya.
I never want to hear that story again.
No, I don't think that's the ending. Pero I just wanted to create
that's joy. Awful.
Hindi, parang ganun lang. Ayun ko, siguro pinakain ba niya? I don't know. I'll Google it nga kung ni-ending.
Ah, so pinakain ni Ant, si Grasshopper.
Mm-mm.
Oh, sige, I'm okay with me.
Tapos sabi ni, ano, sabi ni Ant habang pinapakain niya si Grasshopper, baklang to. Sabi niya, tinan mo to? Like, ano ka, liliwaliw-liwaliw ka. Tapos ngayon, hihingi ka ng food sa akin.
Tapos bigla si Chico, hoy, tumigil ka dyan, Grasshopper. Learn your lesson.
Oo, hanap ka ng langgam mo. Hanap ka ng langgam mo. Dami-dami langgam dyan eh.
Kanya-kanya tayo ng langgam dito.
Hanap ka ng langgam mo.
No, but yeah, that's true. Learn from that story.
Yeah, I remember that story pa from when I was a kid. I think I had a book. Basta may mga ganda. Ang ganda ng drawing eh, na parang ang sarap nung tinatabi na grains ni
ni Ant. Oh. Magugutom ka talaga eh. Parang, okay yun ah.
And the number six, coming from Al Macchiato, Living on the Edge. Honestly, this is how I felt. Not wearing a face mask for the first time outdoors. Kasi diba ano siya, London? Diba there, they pretty much ended the whole mask thing.
Wala nang mask mandate. Uh-oh.
Very early on. Like tayo, kasagsagan pa ng pandemic. We already saw, diba, mga videos of Michelle Visage just walking dun sa park.
Mm-hmm.
Diba sa London? Yeah. Wala. Nobody was wearing a mask. And they were like, wala lang. And yeah.
A lot of parts... that. The world. Medyo ganyan na, diba?
Oo.
But...
Pero sila kasi early on eh. Like, alam mo yung hindi pa tayo nagre-relax. UK was one of the first to have like people just like were outside. Basta outdoors. Basta outdoors.
Because when they had the mandate, ang dami kasing labag sa kalooban.
Yeah.
So they weren't exactly the most cooperative people.
That's
I'm not
true.
Saying London in particular, but you know, a lot of these
parang the Western
cities.
World.
Uh-oh. Medyo very anti ano talaga sila eh. Parang ayaw lang nila nung sinasabi what to do.
Yung parang it's my body. You can't tell me to wear a mask if I don't want to wear a mask.
Look what's going on. It's not like it's completely over.
That's true.
I would keep my mask on.
Ako din.
I'm a Dua Valentina. I'd like to keep it on, please.
And then, tsaka pag sinabi na ng government na, okay, you know, for example, okay, outdoors, you don't have to wear a mask. O di sige. And I'm not going to call out somebody who's not wearing a mask because officially, it's already legal.
Yeah.
But me, I will wear a mask. I don't care if I'm the only one wearing a mask in the entire, for example, restaurant. I'm not taking
me
it off.
Me too.
Unless
personal
I'm eating
choice.
Na,
yeah.
Diba? So.
Ganun na talaga.
Pero hindi kita pipilitin na mag-mask. Pero wag mo rin akong, diba, like, wag mo rin ako pakialaman if I want to wear
pero
a mask.
Pero remember, nung ang dami ng mask-free na ibang places, tayo naka-face shield pa.
Yep. Yep.
Hindi lang mask, that may was, face shield pa.
That was something else. Number 5 from Victoriano. I really am so curious about this. Living on the edge, sleeping in an autopilot car.
I could never.
Ganun ba talaga? Is that really how it works? Because I honestly am confused until now. Di ba yun yung mga ano, yung mga kay Elon Musk?
The Tesla, yeah.
Tesla. So is that how it works? Like kunyari, I'm at home. And then I'm like, okay, input RX. And then I can just like play Pokemon and it'll bring me to RX without me touching anything?
Probably. I don't think you're supposed to sleep though. I think you're supposed to stay awake. But you can do other stuff. Because I've seen videos of people like putting on makeup.
But are you doing some form of driving?
No.
Or completely
no,
wala?
It's completely autopilot.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I know someone who has a Tesla. And he... Yeah, parang...
I saw the celebrity who has... Well, I don't know if kanya or kung parang part lang for of the vlog.
Oh, maybe. No, because a lot of people in the States naman already have it.
I think.
A guy I used to date. He drives a Tesla. So anyway, yeah, so... Pero hindi ko naman nakikita na natutulog siya or anything like that.
So you don't touch the steering wheel? You're literally just sitting in the driver's seat.
You can opt to do that. But I know a lot of people still drive it like a regular car.
Like a regular car.
Yeah. I guess in times of, I don't know. I mean, kunyari, if there's a need for it.
Is like it foolproof?
It's supposed to be.
What if, let's say, biglang, okay, you're on your way to your office. Tapos biglang may tumawid. Or like, gets... Like, does it know when to stop? Is it like one of those smart...
May parang feeling ko usually sa mga ano to, sa mga highway.
Okay, thank you to Vince.
Oh, Vince.
Baby girl Vince. People used to do weird things on autopilot. So Tesla placed a safety feature. You have to move the steering wheel from time to time.
From time to time. So may parang interval siya.
To know that
siya.
You're not sleeping.
Right, because you're not supposed to sleep. So I guess meron lang siyang...
Oh.
Meron siyang parang... allotted time?
Maybe time?
Maybe every alam mo yung parang, 15 minutes?
Alam mo yung phone mo na nagsisleep pag hindi mo siya ginalaw?
Mamamatay yung screen.
So kailangan
yeah.
ginagalaw-galaw
yes.
mo siya. And then if the camera sees that you're sleeping, the car will alarm.
To wake you up.
To wake you up.
Oh,
kasi
yeah.
people daw used to sleep and have sex.
Oh my God.
So parang okay. to discourage that. Parang yun, they put... So... It's just meant to like so that you're not super tired when driving, but you're not supposed to be like completely oblivious
yeah.
of where you're going.
Yung iba nga, hindi naman naka-Tesla pero nakakagawa ng, you know, stuff.
Nagpa-park naman
car.
Siguro.
Hindi, yung iba moving car.
Grabe yung moving car.
Huwag ka nga magbalinis. Don't tell me you've never.
No! In a moving car?
Yeah.
Never!
Not even a...
No! Well, well, well.
I mean, the passenger doesn't exactly need their hands, you know, to drive.
Nahiya ka pa eh.
Ano?
Hindi ka pa nag-my hand. Meron pang their hands.
Hindi, di ba? I'm just saying. Some people do the weirdest things in a moving car. Hindi, di ba? Parang for example, pag gutom yung nagda-drive, tapos ikaw yung nasa passenger seat, di ba pinapakain mo? Pwede naman yan. Sinusubuan mo. Di ba? Like, kunyari, nag-drive-thru kayo. Yung burger.
Kunyari, siya nagda-drive, di ba?
Oo.
Ikaw ang sinubuan?
Hindi. Ikaw nga yung magsusubo dun sa nagda-drive as the passenger.
Well, that I've done. Like, literally feed the person driving. Kasi nga, you have to have both hands on the steering wheel.
Oh, I'm just saying, it just means na, yun nga, maraming pwedeng gawin yung mga kamay ng passenger.
Mm-mm, wala na. Touch move. Umamin ka na on air. Wala ka nang magagawa
doon. I'm just saying.
Hindi mo na mababawi.
I'm just saying, people can do it if they want to.
And obviously, okay? You did.
People find ways.
Ay, grabe.
Sometimes, even the driver just needs one hand. If they're driving an automatic.
Oh, that's true.
Diba?
That is
so
true.
So, one hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
The other hand. Nakikipag-holding hands dun sa katabi.
Oh, yun, I've done that.
Oh, diba?
I've done that.
Oh, yun din naman yung akin na. Bakit? Ano bang inisip mo?
Maturso! Tigilan mo ako. Hazel May Aguilar.
Ay! Holding hands yun! Oo.
Holding hands.
Yeah.
And number four from Wildfire, living on the edge, going to a non-legit spa. Nakatabi lang ng police station.
Baka katabi mo sa next cubicle. Si Chief.
Si Chief. Diba?
Pag ganyan.
Si, ano, oo, naku. Delix tayo dyan. Number three from Arch Aguilar, living on the edge, I live with my family. I sleep naked with my door unlocked.
Oh my gosh!
Pero kasi, alam mo, if you're
why
like
would
a,
you do that?
If you're like a Scandinavian family, they just walk around naked. But for Filipinos, my gosh, why would you do that?
Nightmare.
I don't know very many Filipino families who are comfortable with nudity.
I feel like you will scar each other for a life. Kung ganyan. Tapos biglang somebody walks in.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew for both.
Ew, pero yun nga eh. It's only ew for both if you always associate nudity with sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi the ones, like kunyari nga, like the Europeans, parang they don't necessarily associate nudity with sex.
Yeah.
So if they were to see family members naked,
they don't care.
They don't care. Because they're like, I'm not attracted to you, so why would it be ew? I just, and besides, I've probably seen you naked all my life.
I guess,
so it's
yeah.
not a problem. It's only a problem with us because we probably have never seen each other naked. So if we did, yun, that's where the ew comes in. Because it's like, ew, I don't want to see you naked.
Do you think it's more awkward for the person that sees their family member naked? Or yung naked, yung kung sino yung naked, siya yung mas awkward?
Yung nakakita.
Yung nakakita, eh, diba?
Yung nakakita. Because you're like, ah, I've never seen you like that. Kasi kung ikaw yung nakita, nakakahiya lang. Pero like, you just saw your like family member the same way. Yung nakakita yung parang like, wow, I've never seen you like
right.
this.
For me kasi parang, never naman ako like completely naked because I don't like that feeling either.
Right, right.
Like I said, diba? Pag nasa bahay ako, usually I'm just in my panties.
Right.
And like a shirt, right?
Right.
But when there are people with me, kunyari, let's say, yung nga, family or other people, I would put on shorts because I don't want to make them feel awkward.
Even but if you're not naked
honestly,
naman talaga. Honestly,
yeah. Ako, it's not a big deal to me at all. Because in my head, parang, well, you know, you go to the beach, people see me in less clothing. Alam mo yon?
No, pero for me kasi nga, if it's like panties, I really don't think it's a big deal.
It's not,
I mean,
yeah,
my,
right?
My pambahay is boxers. It's basically the same thing when you think about it.
Oh, just, di mag-board na lang tayo ng gano'n. Naka-panty ako, naka-boxers ka.
Or palit na lang. Ikaw na lang ang naka-boxers.
Oh my God! Scarred for life! Ayoko!
Kala ko ba gusto mo?
Parang ayoko! Sige, pero pag yung ano, kailangan yung tibak yung sa'yo. Parang gusto ko.
Oh, go. Basta, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Sige ka. Sige
ay,
ka.
Baka maging awkward for sina Kuya Albert. So, maybe not. Kung tayo lang parang okay.
Nakakatawa, no? Tayo tawan-tawa. Tapos biglang nakakuha tayo ng memo due to Kuya Albert's
nagreklamo.
Protestations. We will now ban boarding only in underwear.
Oh my gosh.
But number two from JR Keita, living on the edge, migrating to a foreign country na walang job, walang savings, walang relatives, and hindi mo alam ang language.
Ay, you know that's what? The most difficult part, I think.
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to do any of those, but if ever, I could do it except for the, alam mo yung different language, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I really will not. Like, maybe if I will do that, yung pupunta ako doon na wala akong trabaho, maghahanap ako ng work. Maybe I'll do that in the US, in Singapore, in Canada, in Australia, yung mga English
kasi
speaking.
You can still get by kahit
at
pa
the
paano.
Very least, you can communicate with people. I really can't. Yung kunyari po, I don't know, Japan, Thailand.
Yeah. I can't.
Ano ba yung mga hindi nag-i-English kayo?
Thailand, parang kaya naman. They can communicate naman eh. Medyo broken English sometimes.
Rarely.
But
rarely. Even ano nga, even Bali. Surprisingly, I thought that a lot of people would be able to speak English. Pero not very few. Very, very few.
It's just a little more challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like the Philippines na hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're like, di ba? Parang second pa nga tayo na biggest English-speaking nation.
Oo.
Even, mas marami pa tayong English speakers than Canada.
And people who you don't expect pa nga to have an accent, minsan, biglang, whoa.
Yeah.
Parang ano eh, di ba? Legit na legit. So,
they're, di ba? They're like, Binibini, would you like to buy some taho? No, di ba? No, imagine. Or imagine, no, may merong ano, accent si Mano.
Binibini.
Like, taho.
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 Bloat.
Bloat.
Bloat. Bloat. Bloat.
What did my siblings call?
Panoy.
Yung ano, yung when, they call it something eh. Yung nagbebenta ng bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
Na nilalako?
Yung nasa bike. Yung,
I don't know that.
Like, it's Manong on a bike and he has like a little metal round container at the back of the bike.
Tapos tinapay?
Tapos parang, yeah, it's like bread or...
Oh, I've never seen that. Tatat.
Ganun yung sound nung horn niya.
Ano?
Tatat, tatat. Tapos parang ganun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea. What kind of bread?
Hindi mga pandesal? Ano. Mga, yeah, yeah. Ah, sabi, thank you to my ate. To my ate Vides. Totit, totit.
Yung tunog ng busina.
That's also what they called it.
Oh,
totit,
okay.
Totit. Kasi nga parang, totit, totit. Oh.
I love that. You just keep doing it. Okay, go on. Si Manong Potpot, sabi ni Nier.
Oh, yun, parang ganun. Uh-huh. Kasi nga, I guess each household will have their own version of it. But basically, it's Manong Tinapay.
Manong tinapay.
Yeah, and then you call it differently depending on how you perceive the sound.
Yung usual na alam kong nakabike, yung binatog.
That's the corn.
Yes.
Yes.
Gusto ko rin ang binatog. I haven't had that in so long. Years. Maybe.
There's one in ano.
Maybe over a decade.
There's one along C5. In one
really?
Mall.
Really?
We get, when I'm there and there's binatog, I usually
buy. You like
buy.
Binatog?
Well, I have cravings.
Right.
Pero usually when I'm in that mall, I end up buying the taho. Because I love taho.
Ay, ako mas binatog than taho.
I love
not
taho.
Not a fan of
and it has to be the OG taho, yung mainit.
Ayaw mo yung mga chilled taho.
I don't like chilled taho. I like OG.
Okay.
And the top, Living on the Edge, comes from J.R. Keita.
J.R. Keita says,
living on the edge, destroying someone with lies, knowing they can destroy you with the truth.
Ooh. Ah, alam
unahan
mo yun?
Mo
ba?
Yung parang ano, alam mo yung parang sisiraan mo tong taong to because you'll come up with some cockamimi, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that they have something on you, ang tapang mo. At saka yung what they have on you is a fact.
But then, minsan nga, it's a matter of unahan. Pag naunahan mo na,
yun lang.
Sometimes,
yun lang.
You cast doubt on their truth, on their facts.
Right?
Diba?
That's true though. Pero gets, para ang lakas ng loob mo. Kunya tayong dalawa. I'm going to come up with something na, alam mo si Hazel, boss si Hazel, ninakaw yung stapler. Tapos ikaw, you know that I actually stole the printer
ako may ago. CCTV proof.
Tapos
ako.
Ikaw may ano ka, like it's a fact.
Yeah.
Ako ang, I'm armed with a lie. And I can probably destroy you, but you can destroy me too with a fact.
And when the truth comes out,
diba, patay ka.
Oh, oh. Ako so, vindicated, ikaw.
Oh, oh. Oh, oh. So, there you go. We do have two more batches of the top 10 living on the edge. And so, all you have to do is tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Living on the Edge in all your tweets.
Manong isang binatog. More music on The Morning Rush, I think from Normani. Here's Fair right here on Monster RX 93.1. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10. We are live on Facebook. So everybody join us on facebook.com/RX931. Chico and Hazel with you on The Morning Rush. So we have two more batches. But of course, before we get started, let us do some greets. Let's check out the Monster text line 0961-1367-931. We are on Telegram. We're also on Viber. Let's say good morning to JB. Hello, JB. What's up to Nero as well, who says, Hazel, gusto mo ng binatok. Si Chico, iba yung gusto. We're not going to read that on air, but I'll tell him what you said. Good morning to Rhea. And also saying what's up to Cindy, who's requesting for something. We'll try to play that. Let's say good morning to everybody in the comment section as well. We haven't done this in a while. We'll flash your messages and then we'll greet you. Hello to Sheila Bulong. What's up, Juice Blank? Good morning, Pinky, Villa Dulid. Also saying hi to Minnie Acosta. Japat, good morning. Hi to Archie Manila. Binatog kayo dyan, says Archie. Hello to Mai. Good morning, Dexter. Also saying hi to Jess Lopez, Temenchi Tugade, Makiel, Annex Poyon, hello to you, good morning to John Aquino, and John says, good morning Rushers, and MN Loves, or Manila Loves, hello to Belle Casanova, Alan Santos is also watching us, hello to Andre Anaya, AJ Delostreas, Estandarte. Good morning to Goldine. And Goldine says, nagmamadali akong kumarada para umabot sa Facebook Live. Oh, that's so sweet. Where are you? Are you in the office? Hello to Leia Malate. Good morning to Renz Rufil. Happy almost weekend to you too. What's up to Adrian Oliver Anthony? Chica will be joining us shortly. Hello to Edward, to Idnar Aliva, Timothy Gabriel. What's up to Camille Perlada. So many people watching us on Facebook Live. Thank you. Don't forget, you can also watch us on YouTube Live and on Twitch TV. What's up to Andrea Villegas? Good morning to Emerson Pedria. It's just me for now, but don't worry. Like I said, Chico will be here shortly. Hello to ACAC, to Evelyn CM, Miguel Villon. Last day of Pride Month. Right, that's true. It's July tomorrow. Hello to JN. Good morning to Jojo. What's up to Miggy Hidalgo? I see you from Colombia. Co, says Andre. Okay. Hi to Isai. And good morning to Brian Binluan. Also saying hi to Sebedi. Ma or M.A. Ibanez says hi to AC. What's up to Ina Ocampo? What's up to Binoy and or Bino? Hello to Timothy. What's up to Archie, Lil J, everybody else on Facebook Live, thank you for tuning in. And if you want a greet, you can just comment and I'll try to mention your name. Also saying hi to Martin and Erwin. And we have John Sinai. Hello to GG, the Gahid. And checking out Twitter this time. Yes, we do have Twitter as well, at RX931, by the way, if you want to send us your shoutouts and requests via Twitter. Or you can tweet our personal accounts at Hazel Hottie or at Chico Garcia. What's up to Francis Estitamayo? Happy last day of June. May we all be in the pink of health for next half of the year. Yeah, here's hoping. Hello to Christopher Salvador. From 6 a.m. until now, usapang panty pa rin. I mean, come on. Like, the whole show, right? Hello to Chris. To Boy Bakal. Good morning. Yes, he's here. Hello to Jason Charles.
Okay, so... we've got our...
Let me just tell them what happened to us. That's it. Hello to Jason Charles. Who just got home from a concert in London. He watched Ed Sheeran. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, 10 meters away from him. Sabi
ooh,
ni Chasing
that's
Charles.
Pretty close.
Wow. Natalsikan ka rin ba ng pawis? Parang nung natalsikan ng pawis ni Macklemore si Chi.
Oh, that's
okay,
my
so
favorite.
For those wondering what took so long, they thought you were in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Because, okay, we ordered a little later than usual. So, I was waiting for, I thought it would be like, it would get here, you know, usually kasi like 10 to 15 minutes,
yeah.
It would be here already. But today it took so long. Like, I would say 20 to 30 minutes. And so we were like trying to stall. That's why we also went live a little later than usual. Kasi nga, I was just waiting for it to arrive so we can get it before we go live, right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, I don't think it's gonna get here anytime soon. We might as well just go live and, you know, wait for it. And then in the middle, let's get it. Parang biglang, the minute we went live, biglang, your order is on the way. So I was like, Chico.
Kasi ano siya eh, naglalakad din si Manu. Naglakad lang
it's
siya
so
from...
stressful.
Naglakad lang siya from the store.
So actually, gano'n naman talaga. We do time our orders
yeah.
in the morning. Usually, by the time we're reading the top entry, that's when I hit order.
Yeah.
So that, you know, mabilis naman siya relatively. It gets here while we're paying. So anyway... there you go. Now you know. Now you know the reason for the stall.
No, it was not bathroom. I was not doing number two. I just got our coffee. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Patrick Starlord, Living on the Edge. Let's start off at number 10 from ODH. Riding bicycles or those electric scooters along EDSA. It's just, I would not.
With all the buses?
I
and,
would not.
And the other vehicles?
I understand it. At least hawak mo yung sarili mong oras as opposed to lining up for buses or jeepneys or MRT. Pero I swear, it's just...
TBH, even just being in a smaller car along EDSA can get quite intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
When you're sandwiched between two buses.
Yeah.
It's a little, yeah, I can't even imagine being on a bicycle. Although I have experienced it because I've taken angkas before. Remember,
yeah.
I took angkas from Ortigas all the way to...
MOA, diba, or something?
MOA, and I've also experienced another long angkas ride. Also going to the south. Nanood ng play. Hmm. Where was the play again? So usually...
RCBC?
No.
Solaire? Yeah.
My God. Yun yung hirap na ako bumaba kasi talagang legit na namanhid na yung butt cheeks ko.
Sana for... pinasuntok-suntok mo kay Mano.
Manong paikurot naman.
Mano,
medyo
pa,
I need
naman,
to feel something.
Paspank naman ng konti.
Ah.
Paspank me naman ng konti. And also, number 9 coming from Call Me Rovi. True story. Living on the edge, yung nag-decide ka maglagay ng nail polish habang nagle-lecture si prof at alam mong aamoy sa buong classroom yung cutics. Cutics talaga!
I think there are some kinds of nail polish na wala siyang amoy.
Well, yung sa kanila meron.
Ganun sila ka, yung walang amoy.
Ganun sila katapang, ganun sila kabagsik. Coming... John Sinai was saying, kapag namamanhid ba na aba ang butt cheeks, ano ang pwedeng iturok para mawala?
Wala naman. Wala namang kailangan iturok. Mawawala siya naturally. Diba? Just stand up. Move.
Just let the get the blood flowing
yes,
again.
You need to move.
Mm-hmm. It's basically just that.
Kaso ang problema yun nga eh. You can't move. even getting off the motorcycle is like super difficult. Kasi mas, parang, it's like, you feel like you're gonna fall off the motorcycle.
So how did you get off?
Eh, that's for me to know and for you to find out.
Or maybe to not find out. Number 8 from Archer Aguilar. Living on the edge, umi-entry ako sa TMR with my actual name displayed.
Why not? Own it!
Own it! It's your entry, it's your life, it's your experience. Why not? Number 7 from Yogan. Living on the edge, yung hindi mo man lang hinugasan bago mo sinubo. Alam mo, like ano ah, like kunyari for example, kami, we have a Makopa tree. I would never, and I know that, you know, relatively speaking, we live in a less road busy area because it's like literally right outside of our house. But I would not eat it without like properly washing it. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Lord knows what, maybe bats pooped on it or
yun
like,
nga, galing pa sa tree directly. Yun.
Mismong tree namin.
It's not like you just bought it
somewhere.
So, should be relatively safe.
I could never, like, because I've seen people na yung, kunyari nga yung from the grocery or, yeah, even from the tree.
Baka naiputa tapos, na yung ibon or something.
Alam mo yung pupunasan lang nila sa sleeve nila and then they'll take a bite out of it. I'm like, I can't.
I wouldn't do that.
Wash it first.
Wash it first, yeah.
Remember na uso yun dati? That detergent for fruits?
I have it. Especially,
it still exists?
It's not a detergent. It's more like, para siyang water, pero it's like more of a solution that you use to clean your fruits and vegetables with. Especially when the pandemic started and everybody became super, you know, anal about cleaning their groceries before putting them away.
I remember
so
that.
So ako, hindi ko na siya inalis sa routine na I have my fruit and vegetable wash. At the very least, kung kunyari mukhang okay naman. Kunyari, minsan kasi hindi ka naman sa grocery bumili. Like, it's a much smaller bilihan. Pwede na to just rinse it. I just rinse it. Pero ako, when I rinse it, maarte ko. I don't like rinsing it sa normal water. I rinse it with my drinking water, which is my alkaline water.
Right, right.
Kasi parang, hello, ganun din, kakainin mo siya, diba? And hindi mo naman natutuyuin. So, kung yung tap water, eh baka sumakit din yung chan mo kasi may inom mo din siya. Diba?
Hindi naman. Grabe naman, konti lang naman nun.
I don't know. I just feel medyo...
Tsaka just
little...
running water. Like, for example, meron akong colander. Tapos the fruits or vegetables are in there. Tapos yun, I just like run water.
You shake it off.
It. Yeah. And physically rub it. Like fruits.
Yeah.
Minsan nga, to the point na nabubruise na yun. Like kanyari strawberries. Di ba pag masyado mo siyang nirub, natatanggal na yung seeds. And like, yeah. And number 6, coming from Tito Grumpy. Living on the edge, bumitaw ng silent but deadly fart habang nasa meeting with the management, hoping that it's not going to spew out.
Ew.
Alam mo, hopefully, ano siya?
It's just that.
Maano nung kutsyon or something, and like, it gets trapped and it doesn't...
I would not risk it. But then again, I don't fart. That doesn't exist in my world.
You don't
ever
have a digestive system.
I really don't. Mm-mm. I'm like a dog. I don't have holes. I mean, I do for batteries.
Rafina.
Ano Rafina? Rafina? Mm-mm. Sino si Rafina?
Ikaw, kasi ba doll ka?
Bakit Rafina?
Sabihin mo nang tuloy-tuloy.
Rafina doll? Jesus Christ!
Kaya mo yan. Kaya mo yan. Just keep moving. Keep moving.
Sana nakipag-stay ka na lang kay Manong sa baba. Nag-chismisa na lang kayo.
Nag-chismisa lang kami.
Sana sa kanya mo lang sinabi ang Rafina na yan.
Diba Rafina?
Sakit na yung ulo ko.
Ganda yun. Rafina doll. Number 5 from Roots Antonio. Living on the edge, maglakad pa uwi on a street na maraming asong gala. And it's so funny because, you know, in my life, I've only been chased by a dog once. But it scarred me for life. I was still very young then. But I forgot what happened. Like, the bus, because I was a bus rider in school. I had a school bus. Basta parang, for whatever reason, I had to get off on the, parang, dun sa top ano, of the street. Pababa kasing street namin. So, I had to walk. No problem. Wasn't that far. Pagdaan ko dun sa isang house, bigla na lang nakatakas yung dog. And it chased after me. And my gosh, like I kid you not, I remember every detail of it. I started running. Eh ako, diba, when I panic, I don't make any noise. I don't scream. Even, notice, even if I, let's say, if you surprise me, diba si Marky, lagi ako ina-ambush, ginugulat ako. It's always like an inward thing.
Ikaw
like
yung screams internally.
Ako yung, huh! Yung ganun ako eh. So when the dog started chasing after me, I was really like, and then, you know, I just started running, and then I was really like so scared, and I was pale, and if I'm not mistaken, I think I fell down a couple of times, and I rolled around, and I didn't even know that the dog has stopped chasing me a long time ago, kasi by the time I got to our house and I looked back, wala na yung aso. You know, it probably chased me for like a couple of meters and got tired of me. But I was so scared. I was so overcome by panic.
You just kept running.
I just kept running. So, eventually I told, I forgot who I told, either a sibling or yaya. Na yun nga, na parang like, of course I had to get it off my chest, di ba na? I had a life-threatening moment being chased by a hound from hell. So, you know, the next time that we passed by, they were like, which was the house? I was like, that house. It was like color white, and it was so frightening. It was so scary. Pagkita namin dun sa aso, parang it's this cutest little fluff ball of a dog.
It wasn't even as scary.
It wasn't even.
Because you already panicked.
It was this cute little, I don't know, was it a Maltese?
Or like maybe a palm or something?
Like a palm na puti, na ang cute-cute, na ang adorable.
And you ran away?
And I thought it was some like hound from hell that was chasing me and eat me alive.
So you never looked back?
I never looked back. I was that scared.
Parang you didn't even wanna know kung gaano na siya kalapit.
Diba I have a fear of being chased in general? Wag mo kong habulin. I don't like it. Yeah, so I was so scared. It turned out to be such a cute little fluff ball. Baliwala yung pagdadrama ko na
para kang
I almost
na takot,
got eaten like a prey.
Siguro they all rolled their eyes nung nakita. Parang, natakot ka dyan?
Kaya talaga. Yung tinakbuhan mo, yun yung kaya nagkagalos-galos ka.
Rumolyo-rolyo ka.
Rumolyo-rolyo ka sa street natin. Gumulong-gulong
pero
ka.
Pero ano ah, ganun pala. Ayaw mo pala. You don't like being chased. Gusto mo ikaw yung nagahabol.
Yeah. Eh, well, may mood ako. Gusto ko rin naman yung hinahabol-habol ako ng kotse. Depende sa mood. I'm a moody kind of guy.
Okay!
At saka, you know, it's true. When you talk to a Gemini, it's so hard to answer questions like that.
Kasi parang it depends nga.
Like one moment, yeah, gusto ko hinahabol ako. Tapos bilang the next moment, hindi, gusto ko ako yung humahabol. And they're both true. I'm not lying at the other answer. It's just that at the time, that's how I felt. But this time around, I feel like the opposite.
Oh.
That's how Geminis are.
Eh, paano kunyari, football player. Tapos mabilis tumakbo. Tapos parang, nawala yung bola. So sabi niya, ikaw na lang yung hahabulin ko.
At sabi ko parang like, nakakasar. Ang bilis mo tumakbo. Nahabol mo tuloy ako. Yeah, ganun. How's it? Good?
Pwede.
Mm-hmm. Pwede?
Pwede.
Makakasar, hapa-hapa ng legs.
Pwedeng i-block. I-block mo na yung sa IG.
Maganda ba?
Parang hindi.
And also, number 4, coming from Al Macchiato. Living on the edge, TBH, following my husband here in London, felt like living on the edge at the start. I had to say goodbye to my family, my friends, my fur babies. Had to quit my very comfy job. Had to start life from scratch. That is frightening. Well, ang maganda lang kasi, you're with your significant other. Gets?
At least you're not alone.
Yung parang meron kang...
May comfort ano kay.
You have like, some sort of like, inner sanctum.
Yes.
Diba? Meron kang oasis.
Like your refuge.
Your refuge. And you know, yeah, everything else is scary. But when you go back to your home, to the arms of your lovey dove, then you feel safe. And you feel like it's worth it.
Hirap nun. Kasi they become your world.
That's kinda true too.
I wouldn't want that.
That is true too. But there's something about complete surrender. That's also like...
And then, as long as may safe words.
Alam mo ba? Alam mo both naman legit. You know, like, you know, if you give, you know, you give like your 100% to somebody. Or you're like, no, you know what? It's all about me. Pareha naman siyang legit. Kung ano lang yung mas bagay sa'yo. Yeah. And which one you prefer.
Whatever works for
Whatever works for you. Both are legitimate. Number 3 from Patrick Starlord. Living on the edge, searching for something, let's just say, quote, not so vanilla stuff on the internet. And actually getting a warning.
Oh, getting a warning?
Kakatakot naman yung warning. Alam mo yung biglang may message ka ng FBI na parang like, you have entered blah 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 zone and you're not supposed to.
Diba yung mga yung ibang mga yun? Pirata site when you're trying to like look for hindi naman illegal like movies or like whatever. Pero may nakalagay na parang warning. Your whatever IP address can be like traced or parang something like that.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary. That is so scary.
May ganong nakalagay.
And number 2 from Call Me Rovi, living on the edge, bringing a fake luxury bag and entering the store of said luxury bag.
Why would you do that though?
Why would you do? And remember that story that I told you this before. Ano siya? Totoo siya. This socialite who knew naman that it was fake.
Oh.
Parang went to the store
and
in
then?
Europe or somewhere.
To buy legit
one. No, I guess. Pero parang alam mo yon, parang nilapitan siya nung store manager.
And
then said, excuse me, where did you buy this bag? And then, ano siya, sinabi lang niya, parang, oh, in the Philippines, parang, I don't think that's possible. And then she was like, why is that? Because this is a very limited edition bag. And only, kunyari, parang only 5 people in the world have it. And okay. I know all 5.
Eh, what if binenta nung one of the 5, tapos sa'yo nung ikaw yung nakabili?
Hindi. Kunyari, alam mo talaga na mga collector yun. And like, you know, it's not something that you would sell, gets? Kasi nga, sobrang siyang limited edition.
Oh my God, to be confronted
that
like
that. That is like, alam mo yung, alam ko ha, the way I understand it, hindi naman siya, medyo napahiya lang siya. Wala namang
consequence na may ganun siyang...
Hindi, tsaka, I don't know. When it comes to ganyan ba, can you plead ignorance?
I think what if
somebody just sold it to
you? I think you can. I mean, what if you really...
You didn't know.
You really can't tell what's fake and like
Let's
what's
say
real,
ka naman fajon, diba? And for
what
you,
if?
It's like,
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a bag. And they
well,
told me it's
scam ka lang, diba? You're a victim.
I'm a victim too.
Oh, exactly.
Ang alam ko kasi...
Wait, nabalita tong kinakwento mo?
I'm not sure.
Kasi sabi ni Goldin, parang alam ko din yan.
Oh, nabalita. I don't know. Like, TBH, I don't remember who.
Oh, okay.
I just remember the story. Pero supposedly, it really happened. Na nakakahiya. Na
oh, no.
Parang, yun nga, na parang, hindi
nightmare.
Legit yan. Kasi kilala ko lahat ng meron yan. Super konti lang yung ginawa niyang item na yun. Right?
Kasi mo iswallow ka na lang ng ground.
Oh. No, pero what I know is, at the airport, if they find out, kunyari, yung mga fake DVDs.
They will confiscate it.
Yeah. Pero alam mo yun, you won't get into trouble naman yata. It's not like they're going to jail you or anything. Pero if you bring them into the country and they catch you with it and they know it's fake, they'll just throw it in the trash.
Kaya rin siguro nausa yung USB na lang instead of yung...
Diba? But that would be so humiliating.
Oh my gosh.
If that ever happens
And scary.
To
Actually,
and scary.
Scary siya.
Oh, totoo. And the top, Living on the Edge, comes from Engineer Mox.
Engineer Mox says,
ito ang tapang mo talaga. Kudos if you can do this. Selling your mobile phone without deleting everything in it. Why would you do that? Alam mo yung parang ikaw na bahala magbura kung ano yung gusto mo. Pero here's my phone.
Oh my God, not even the photos?
No! remember, you can, it's just one click. Back to, ano yun? Back to
parang
factory
back,
mode.
Parang
or
restore,
reset,
factory settings
whatever.
Or whatever.
Oh, my gosh, why would you do that?
No way. Photos, notes, like mga accounts, login, passwords, all of that. They're there. Oh my gosh.
No. And yeah, like Rambo was saying, airports in Italy, international passengers na may dalang fake bags, sinasabihan na bawal yung bags nila in the country.
So you can't enter the country with a bag.
So you'd probably have to leave it? Ooh.
Ang galing that they can tell.
Right?
How do they know?
Eh,
bag expert
ganun. May mga expert naman siguro sa ganyan. Alright, so we've got our top 10 for today. One final batch, but we will come back with the final batch. Play a couple of songs first in the RX booth, but stay on Facebook Live. The Wheel of Fortune. Pero Kuya Wheel.
Stop! Let's make the next song. Make it and Marie Lotto on the monster.
Baby Wheel!
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. You know, we're back, but we were on Facebook Live, and we still are, pero our Facebook in between. And I was just saying that, I have been trying to lose weight for the past 2 weeks.
So he's been ordering an Americano instead of my latte.
Para kahit papaano man lang konting, you know, take away the milk. So they were like, why? What's the reason? Because there's a very specific reason why I kind of like need to lose a couple of pounds. Ano lang naman, minor lang naman na amount. Pero people were saying, Simon was like, hala, para magkasya ka sa wedding gown? Tapos sabi naman ni Jericho, ay, lalaban yata to sa binibining Pilipinas. And then Rambo says, mag-spanks ka na lang.
Mag-spanks ka
na lang. Oo nga, I can wear spanks.
Don't even think about it.
Oh no, really?
You will literally...
No.
Oh my God, you will hate it. You will hate it with a passion. First of all, it's so hard to put on. It's so hard to take off. And the thing is, you don't like being in pain and being uncomfortable. I know you. You're not gonna be happy.
Can I just wear a corset?
Yun pa. Hello, di ba mas masakit pag corset? Kasi yung boning parang kind of pinch and parang it pokes you.
Right?
So, at least yung Spanx medyo ano pa smooth. But it's still really a pain in the toot.
Okay.
And it's so difficult to pee when you're wearing shapewear. Yeah, Spanx or what.
But isn't Spanx like just like a band sa chan?
There are different types. Yun, no.
Gusto ko.
Merong parang band, but it's actually ideal to wear the full one. Yung parang meron pa under the bra, like it goes all the way to up to your shoulders. Para it's held up, it doesn't roll
down.
And then parang yung ilalim niya rin is para siyang parang maiksing cycling shorts, ganun. So it's a full thing that you wear. Well, for girls at least, that's the one I remember getting like many years ago. That was my pee hole siya, ha?
Oh.
My pee hole siya. Because obviously,
you can't remove it
every
time.
It's going to be impossible to just take it off so you can pee and then put it back on. Can you imagine? It will probably take you like 30 minutes or something. And if you're part of an
Wait.
Event...
Kasha lahat.
Dun sa spa.
Dun sa buta.
May... Kasi yung butas for girls yon. Parang there's like a slit. So you can pee. Ito na nga. That's the problem.
Ano pag sa guys?
Kaya never ko na siya ulit sinot. I only wore it once. I used it once for like an event. I never used it again. And it's expensive, ah. Very expensive. Nahirapan. Nawiwian ko yung kamay ko. Because... Alam mo yun? You're trying to find your... You're trying to find where your pee will come out. You're trying to stretch the fabric. And then, alam mo yung dahil hawak, eh medyo ano, you know, if you're a little bit of a sprayer, especially. Trust me, it's not great. It's not great.
Okay.
I mean, TMI, pero...
I'll think about it.
Baka ikaw, baka ano na lang, easier for you kasi you can just...
Yeah, exactly. No, pa ano ko kasi, ano yung kasha dun sa...
Sa hole?
Is it just the front of the car o pati yung rear wheels, kasha?
Alam mo, dadaling ko na lang.
Sige, pahiram na lang.
Live fitting tayo sa Facebook Live.
Akin na lang, akin na lang, akin na lang yun. Hindi mo naman ginagamit. And also, let's see. Number 10 from Rudes Antonio. Eating exotic food like tamilok, ahas, palaka, or fried insect.
Tamilok yung nasa bamboo, diba?
Dead wood.
Dead wood.
It's not bamboo. Like, alam mo yung mga patay na napuno, ganun. Yung mga rotting trees. So disgusting, I swear. It is disgusting.
I can imagine.
I cannot. They say it tastes like oysters, but then I'm not an oyster eater. We all know that. But I'm not fond of oysters, but for me, it's a different level of gross. Because my phobia is worms, right? Mm-hmm. So worm na nga siya. It's a wood worm. Worm pa siya na nahahanap sa nabubulok na puno.
Double nasty.
Worm pa siya na super haba. And then it's all like gelatinous. Ugh, no.
Parang sipon.
Parang
na nagkuwagulate.
Imaginin mo, sipon, uod na gawa sa sipon.
Yuck! So nasty.
It's so... No! No! Not happening. And also, number 9 from Al Macchiato. Not double checking if you're on mute while you're doing number 2 while in a Zoom meeting. Actually, both, ha? Like, yung mute and yung video. Kasi minsan, you're so used to it. Like, if it's part of your daily routine, you forget sometimes. And you know how, like tayo nun, when we were work from home, you kind of forget sometimes that...
Some more than others.
Kumain ka sandali. No, exactly. Because, you know, it's so much part of your routine that you forget when you mute yourself, when you unmute, when you turn off your video, when you turn on your video. Nakakaano rin siya. Nakaka-stress din siya. Number 8 from Engineer Mox. After watching a movie sa premiere night, nung pagtinanong ka sa live interview ng media outside the cinema, sumagot ka ng, corny, pangit, huwag niyong panoorin, sayang pera niyo.
Oh no!
No!
Wala. Never ka nang mai-invite.
Well, if you paid, and they just happen to, you know, then you have every right. You can. They'll
you
just
can,
not use
but they're
it.
They're not gonna show it. Yeah,
they're not
exactly.
gonna show it. But if you were invited, that's a different story altogether. I don't think they're gonna invite you again. Number 7 from Call Me Rovi. Living on the edge. Watch any Netflix series or movies with no previous anything description of what it is with your conservative parents, not knowing the plot beforehand.
Oh no, going in blind. Ang hirap pa ganun.
Kasi di mo alam, may mga sexy scenes na awkward, or maybe it's too violent, or baka it's progressive for your conservative parents.
Manood ka nung pleasure. Yung TMR watch list ko tomorrow.
Ay,
pleasure.
Patay tayo dyan.
Can you, oh my gosh. Ang daming D's. View. Hello!
Well, yung isa ko rin i-watch list tomorrow. Ganun din. Well, I wouldn't say marami, but there is.
Ito marami, tsaka impressed.
Oh! Okay. Psyche. Ano to? Netflix?
Hindi. Pleasure.
Saan to?
Amazon ata to. Prime.
Meron ako nun. Number 6 from Yoga. Watch list ko rin Prime. Yeah. Number 6 from Yogan. Living on the edge in an overly polite and submissive society like the Philippines, you dare to speak out and share your non-mainstream views. Pero alam mo, this is interesting. Baby Whale and I were talking about it. Pareho lang.
What do you mean?
You know how like I agree with it? Na sometimes, you know, like our society is so polite that sometimes we don't say what needs to be said. Because, you know, it's considered rude.
So that's, and that a lot becomes of, a little detrimental.
It becomes a little detrimental sometimes. And a lot of, like, for example, Americans, Europeans, they find it so frustrating sometimes to communicate with us. Kasi konting ano lang na offend tayo or we find it rude. When in fact, you're saying how you feel. Mm. Pero, my point is, I'm not disagreeing with that statement, but there's also a downside to everyone saying what they want and how they feel.
Parang no filter world naman.
Pag nakita, not just no filter world, it doesn't have to be hypothetical, diba? Like, because we were talking about it, and dami namin napapanood na yung mga videos from the States, yung mga nag-aaway in some random Walmart, and like, yung because everyone nga is so, hey, you're not supposed to do, you know what I mean? And let's face it, the reason why I think we handled the COVID crisis better than other countries is because masunurin tayo.
Yeah.
And when the government says, hey, wear masks, we all wear masks. Mm. You know, you can see how difficult it is in countries where everyone's like, no, it's my body, it's my right.
And ano pa,
I'm not wearing a mask if I don't want to.
Remember yung nakwento ko before na in the States, sometimes you're minding your own business, you're wearing a mask, you're not even telling people without masks on to put their masks on.
Yeah.
Yung mga hindi naka-mask pa ang magko-call out sa'yo because you're wearing a mask.
Yes.
They're gonna ask you, why are you wearing a mask?
Right? Parang, pero that's what I mean. Yung what? Meron din siyang downside. And, you know, like, what I'm saying is, when you have a society that's very polite and very proper, and then a society that's very vocal about how they feel,
nag-even out din siya.
Totoo. One is not necessarily better than the other.
In certain situations, one will be better than the other.
And then
in other situations,
exactly.
Yeah, opposite.
So I wouldn't say that one is superior to the other. And, Japat was saying, yeah, the whole Karen thing, that's precisely it. You know, and like, Baby Whale was telling me na parang a lot of vloggers then were saying, you can practically, it's like, if you compare it to the Philippines, practically impossible na daw to vlog in public places now in the States. Like, you will get called out. Yung parang like, why are you filming us? Why are you ganyan? You know what I mean? Comparatively speaking, ha? Parang kasi nga tayo, because we're so timid, parang we just allow people to do that. There, parang konting ano lang, parang, am I in your video? Why are you
I don't
want to
be in
me?
Your video.
I don't want to be in, I mean, it's there, right? I'm just saying, mas mahirap na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Minsan, it's not even, you're not even a vlogger. Maybe you're just like, it's just for your Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just for your friends. And, you know, you just happen to be filming yourself. Eh, syempre, may mga hagip ka, di ba?
Oo.
Yun, you could be called out.
Pero dito kasi totoo nga, parang kunyari you're in a restaurant, you're eating, and then somebody pans their camera to where you are. And you know that you're gonna be in the video, but because you know they're not necessarily filming you, they're just filming the place, and nahagip ka lang.
Nahagip ka lang,
you just
yes.
usually let it go, right?
Exactly.
Dead
exactly.
Man na lang.
And number 5 from Archie Aguilar, living on the edge, gumala ka sa mall nakatabi ng school mo after cutting classes. Alam mo yung, for example, perfect example, Poveda and Galleria. Di ba parang like, talagang sa Galleria ka pa mag...
Sana medyo dun ka naman pumunta sa podium or sa Shang para medyo,
medyo
malayo ng konti, di ba?
And di ba bawal? Yeah, you can't
and bawal
even,
in your uniform.
Even after classes.
Yeah, I
you
remember
can't enter
in high school.
The mall.
Bawal.
If you're wearing your uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 4 from Pearly Shells. Living on the edge, you go to a party bringing only pamasahe with the hope that somebody will shoulder all of your drinks and food, spending nothing as you enjoy the and party all night. Somebody told me this, na marami siyang kilala talaga na girls. They don't bring a single centavo when they go out.
Yeah.
Pero usually these are like, you know, yun nga, yung, kunyari, alam mo naman na,
you try to beat, yeah.
May kasama ka namang mga boys and they will usually pay for you.
Mm.
Like, without you asking. Like, automatic yun.
But I still wouldn't feel comfortable.
I know.
What if you, I don't know, what if you get lost? What if magkahiwalay kayo or something and you can't find them?
Right?
It's not a smart decision.
And also, number 3 from EJ Rodriguez. Living on the edge. Alam mo yung hindi pa ina-announce ang typhoon signal number 30 minutes before the school bus picks you up. Pero, umaasa ka pa rin, kaya hindi ka pa rin naliligo. Hoping that last minute makakancel yung classes. Grabe naman yun. 30 minutes before, makakabihis ka pa ba nun?
Pili ko, yung absent iba kaya na-delete, ganyan yung...
Diba, no? Yung parang like, let me wait until the very last minute just to see if makakancel yung classes. Pero ang DJ, ha, walang may pasok pa rin, ha, kahit signal number 4.
Let me wait until...
kahit signal number 4, yan, may pasok eh, may pasok.
Ah, talaga? Ah, okay.
FYI. Noted.
Alam ko na ngayon.
FYI.
Hindi, kasi diba, minsan you're like, no, I'll wait for it to kind of, I don't know, to, what do you call this, to stop raining, or kahit pa paano na tumila ng konti.
That's true, that's true.
But, minsan hindi eh, tuloy-tuloy talaga siya, then what choice do you have?
Yeah.
Diba?
And minsan, alam mo, kasi lumalakas pa.
Yeah, yung inantay mo, trip. Sana umalis ka na pala.
Because may ganyan ako eh, na parang, ay, umaambon na, wait, let me wait for it to ease up a little bit. Tapos, lumakas lang lalo. With no pagtitila in sight, gets? Yung parang like, it's not going to stop anytime soon. I might
that
as
happened
well go.
To me. Pag ganyan na, book na. Book na ng Grab.
I know, right? Number 2 from JR Keita. Living on the edge, profess your love to your crush in front of her boyfriend.
Now, why would you
Why would you do that?
Do you want to get punched?
I know, right? And the top, living on the edge, comes from Lock on Stratos.
Lock on Stratos says,
yung pinag-uusapan nyo, yung friend nyo, tapos dumating siya. Pero, tinuloy mo pa rin yung kwento. That's
pero
brave.
Yung iba, ano, yung iba pa ganun, parang medyo isa-swerve lang yung kwento ng konti. You give it a more positive spin.
Yeah.
With this, something
like this. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And the, or, alam mo yung ano, yung sa Survivor, it just happened last season. Yung kunyari, kunyari nag-usap kami ni Marky. Tapos, yeah, I know, we should vote Hazel out. And then, tapos bilang dumating ka. Tapos, instead of like, stopping the conversation,
and pretending
which will,
na you weren't talking
that
about
that you weren't talking, it will be very suspicious. Automatic, malalaman mo na ikaw yung pinag-uusapan. If we kind of like change it naman, basta gets, ang ginawa niya, hey, oh, here comes Hazel. Hazel, come here, we're talking about who we're voting out next. Alam mo yung parang kunyari, kasama ka naman talaga, but you weren't there, but since you're here, come on, this is our plan. We're voting, you know, somebody out. Somebody else out. So ang galing din, kasi you're made to feel like, ah, okay, na-miss ko lang yung usapan, but I'm actually part of it.
But you have to remember, not a lot of people can do that. Yung iba kasi will get super nervous and that's will true. Panic and then ang ending, you know, you end up saying more than you should.
That I tend to panic. I'm not the best person to...
You have to be cool AF to be able to pull something,
I mean,
something
if,
like that.
Wag mo kong gugulatin. Like if you... Kunyari, we're planning it na in advance na... Oh, and then when Hazel arrives while we're talking, say that ganito. Yun, kaya ko. Pero wag mo kong gugulatin. Kasi pag ginulat mo ko, I will panic.
Hindi ka pwedeng improv na
lagi. No. I will be like, oh, Hazel, the coconuts are 5.
And I would go, I only have 2. What are you talking about?
No, those are papayas. Yeah, but I swear, like, I can't. Like, do not ambush me and then expect me to come up with, like, a really good lie.
Ang hirap mong kabarkada.
Nope.
Alam mo yung lahat kayo.
Diba our prank nga, I almost, like, the gig was almost up.
Yeah.
Because I just suddenly changed the script midway.
Ikaw talaga yung parang, low-key ka na lang,
huwag ka na magsalita.
Kami nang bahala. We'll take care of it.
So what about us? What's our answer?
Ooh, living on the edge.
Living on the
this
edge.
This is so difficult because I'm the type nga na ano. I like living on the edge. Sometimes I don't, it's not even that I like it or that I put myself in those situations, but I somehow find myself in those situations. And I don't know, I tend to get away with stuff. I think to the point na medyo it's actually not good for me that I got away with so much. Like even growing up to adulthood, Kasi the more you get away with stuff, diba? Hindi ka natututo. The more that you try to, you know, worm your way out of sticky situations. So yun, hindi siya talaga okay. Pero for me, siguro living on the edge, having a roommate.
Na serial killer.
No. Having a roommate on vacation. And then making out in your room while your roommate's asleep. And the roommate doesn't know that you're making out with that person.
Oh!
Or that you have anything going on at all with that person. Kunyari, diba? Kunyari, barkada kayo. Barkada trip. Tapos tayo yung roommate. Hindi mo naman alam na
kayo pala ni Marky.
Momol pala kami ni Marky in private. Oo. So, nung inantay ka lang namin matulog and then nagmomol kami with you right there.
Oh!
Na you could wake up at any time. Actually, nangyari yun sa akin. Tapos nagising talaga.
Nagmomol kayo ni Rika, no?
Hindi.
Minsan naman si out Rika. Of town tayo. Nung minsan nag-out of town tayo, no? Umamin ka.
Gusto ko magmomol nun, pero hindi si Rika.
Kaya yun ang huling out of town natin. Eh. Sabi ko na eh. Sabi ko na eh.
Naman hindi na mabiro. Pwede kang mag-joke. Joke na. Hindi, pero I've been in that situation.
Kasi alam mo, like, this is so difficult for me to answer because I am the complete antithesis of living on the edge.
Yes.
I'm so sigurista. I'm such a playing safe kind of guy.
And you're also a scaredy cat.
I'm a scaredy cat. I'm sigurista. I'm takot of authorities. I follow the rules all the time. I'm scared of breaking the rules. Siguro the pinaka living on the edge ko na was in college. In my sophomore year, I didn't enroll in UP because I was supposed to transfer to the US. I was supposed to study in University of Washington. So I lived with my brother who was in Seattle at the time. And parang, I still had a couple of months before I start school. And I haven't really enrolled yet. Parang ang sinabi kasi sa akin ng parents ko, parang, why don't you live there for a couple of months just to see how you like it? And then if you like it, then enroll. If not, come back home. So like I did stop schooling for like one semester. And then after one semester, I was supposed to enroll already. I realized I wanted to go back to the Philippines.
Okay.
So I went back and re-enrolled in UP and continued my studies. So I missed one sem.
So, medyo na-late ka tuloy.
Na-late by one sem. Pero, well, obviously.
Pero alam mo yun, hindi mo nakasabay yung mga, like, the people you graduated with na you could have been kasabay.
That's true.
Pumasok with.
Pero, you know, that's so very un-Chico for me to, like, you know what? Let me stop schooling and just
parang,
hang out in the U.S.
Let me just get a feel, like...
And, like, to leave the Philippines and to just live... Well, of course, I'm with my brother, but still, right?
But even, yun na nga eh, parang very telling yung... entry mo. Kasi even your living on the edge wasn't really living on the edge because you had, A, you had your parents' blessing.
Yeah.
Tapos B, you had your brother who was there for you.
Yeah.
So, technically, pampered and secure ka pa rin the whole time.
Mm-mm. Tapos we had a bank account that my parents put up there. So if we need money, we just withdraw. So,
gusto ko tuloy mapatikim sa'yo yung living on the edge. Minsan nga yayayain kitang tumawid sa sa hindi pedestrian.
Hey! Ayoko.
Yung mga ganong level. para lang ma-experience mo.
I know, right? But
anyway.
There you go. That was fun. I mean, like, you know, we get to see how people skirt the edge of their lives and, you know, live a little dangerously. But yeah, we do have one more day before the weekend. That's tomorrow. So hope you join us again tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll I'll be back. Before we go, just some quick hellos. Hi to Gab, Joe, and also to Corex and Architect Rain Fumera, all the way from Cayman Island.
Ooh.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Stick around. Rhea is up next.
Yay.
So that's it for the Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel today. Bye for
now. Bye, guys.